Hello and welcome to Stockton, California at beautiful Banner Island Ballpark for game 4 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Stockton Ports. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Saturday Night Baseball here in Stockton as two teams in the California League North Division foes continue to battle it out here at Banner Island Ballpark. Your Fresno Grizzlies, the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, coming in with a record of 41-31, 5-1 in the second half. Last night, the Grizzlies dropped Game 3 of this series. They found their 7-game win streak snapped by the Stockton Ports. The Grizzlies had won 7 in a row coming into last night's game. They fell 5-2. Despite a great game from Ryan Ritter again, he has reached base now 8 times over his last 2 games. Ryan Ritter finished the month of June on a hot note. He batted .353 in the month of June. So the Grizzlies dropped a 5-2 affair to the Stockton Ports. They saw their season-long 7-game winning streak come to an end. Their first loss in the second half, but they are still 18-5 in their last 23 contests. Finished 18-7 in the month of June. The Grizzlies had some success from Jesus Bouguereau last night as well. Bouguereau, a 7-game hit streak. He has 14 RBI in that stretch. So the Grizzlies look to get back on the right track this evening against the Stockton Ports, the single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics, who are 28-44 overall. They are 3-3 here in the second half. And the Ports, after winning last night, look to do things again tonight and even this series up at 2 games apiece. They're also looking to even up the series, or the season series, at 11 games apiece. These two teams have played a lot of close games this season. Tonight we have a great battle of pitchers as the Grizzlies will give the ball to the right-hander Jordy Vargas. A 5-3 record, a 4.17 ERA. Vargas tonight makes his 13th start on the mound. He is ranked currently as the Rockies' number 11 overall prospect, according to MLB.com. And according to Baseball America, has the best curveball in the Rockies system. Jordy Vargas, only 19 years old, he gets the ball this evening for the Grizzlies. While the Stockton Ports give the ball to their most consistent starter, left-hander James Gonzalez. A 3-4 record, a 4.06 ERA. Gonzalez, in his second season now with the Ports, has really come inside himself when it comes to the aspects this season. A 3-4 record, a 4.06 ERA. So James Gonzalez will take on Jordy Vargas this evening. Should be a great pitching matchup. Prior to tonight's game, I sat down with 2 Grizzlies infielders. I sat down with Skylar Messenger and Ryan Ritter, and we talked about how amazing their Junes were overall. Messenger, in the month of June, he batted .311 over 22 games, and of course, Ryan Ritter batting .353 over 23 games. Ryan Ritter reached base successfully in 21 straight games, and that is still going on right now. So Ryan Ritter and Skylar Messenger are pregame guests. We talked a little bit of their month of June and how excited they are for the 4th of July. We come back right after this break. We'll have that interview with both Messenger and Ritter. Listen to Grizzlies Baseball and stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's thoroughgood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50, available at chuckchanseygold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Interview with 2 Grizzlies infielders, Skylar Messenger and Ryan Ritter, in 3, 2, 1. Bring in 2 Grizzlies infielders, Ryan Ritter and Skylar Messenger. Thanks for taking time for this interview. First, let's start with you, Skylar. You've had an outstanding month of June. What has been the real change for you over the past month?
Yeah, just been working in the cage and making a few adjustments, trying out a different stance and just kind of wanted to see how it felt, and found something that felt pretty good, and just been rolling with it.
Ryan, let's ask you as well. You know, June's been really good for you. You've had a great season overall, too. But what adjustments have you made at the dish?
It's our third month in now, so I think we're just learning every day and learn from our mistakes, learn from what we feel what is right, and then taking what we could do with that and stack it each day with Berm in the cages.
So, Lane, let's also talk about you guys have both enjoyed a walk-off homer in the month of June. Skyler, let's talk with you first about yours on Father's Day. How amazing was that for you?
Yeah, it was a cool moment for sure. Good little Father's Day gift for my dad. But just trying to get a good pitch and put a good swing on something. And, you know, you kind of have that scenario in the back of your mind when you're playing in extra innings. And just lucky enough to get a good pitch and put a good swing on one.
And, Ryan, let's ask you as well. We had an unbelievable, crazy, wild game as well, too. Did you know that you hit it out once you swung on that pitch?
Yeah, I mean, I hit it good, and I hit it high enough to where I knew it was going to be out, and it was one of those moments where you're just in the backyard as a kid as wiffle ball. You know, you dream about those moments, so it was fun to have.
Absolutely, and let's talk about the success that the Grizzlies have had in the month of June that you guys have helped out on the offensive side. What do you think has been a big factor on the offensive end for you, Skyler?
I think we're just playing good baseball throughout the lineup. We're getting guys on, and we're doing a good job of getting them in, and so it's just a product of putting in the work every day, and you know, it's really showing up for us in the game.
And Ryan as well too, you had two homers just the other night as well, a lot of RBIs. You're in the top 10 in 8 different categories in the California League. I know you don't look at those numbers as much too, but can you say that's a little bit part of the team's success right now?
I mean, we've been having a lot of fun lately, and I feel like that's what's going towards our success. The locker room just has a great vibe to it. We're all going in there with the pep in our step, so I think that just translates to the field.
And Skyler, and you have actually had a great month on the base paths as well. 4 stolen bases without being caught yet. A little bit of speed. Just a little surprised.
Yeah, you know, I'm a little faster than I look, than people give me credit for. And no, I don't know. It's just it's been nice to get a couple, and hopefully I can maybe get a couple more here.
Both you guys are college guys, so a little bit on the older side too, but do you think going from college to professional baseball has helped a little bit, or has it hurt you a little bit, Ryan?
Oh, it's been great to go to college. I think it's prepared us for about all of this. You know, we play summer ball, we've been faced a lot of good pitching in college, so I mean, it's really nothing we haven't seen before.
And finally, last question I want to ask both you guys. July 4th, we're going to have a great crowd, 10,000 plus people. Skyler, how excited are you for that one?
I'm super excited. I got my brother and sister-in-law coming into town for that series, and should be a good crowd at Chuck Chansey, so it's going to be fun. We're looking forward to it.
And, of course, you're facing San Jose, too. This team has been very tough to play all year. How excited are you to face San Jose once again and show them the now true Fresno Grizzlies?
It's gonna be good for them to come to our place and show them what we could do.
Well, guys, I appreciate time on this interview. Thanks for joining me, and good luck the rest of the season.
And we thank infielder Skyler Messenger and Ryan Ritter for joining us on the pregame show. A lot of fun to talk to two guys who had a great month of June. The Grizzlies, 18-7 in the month of June. They are now 41-31 on the season, but the month of June, their best month so far. Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and we have Saturday Night Baseball Game 4 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Stockton Ports. With that being said, it's now time for tonight's starting lineups. First, we'll start with your Fresno Grizzlies, who are 41-31. They are tied overall record with the San Jose Giants in the California League North Division standings at first place. They have a 4-game lead over the Modesto Nuts and 13 over the Stockton Ports. But in the second half, the Grizzlies at 5-1. They have a 2-game lead on Modesto and a 2-game lead on these Ports for the second half and a chance to clinch a playoff berth. The Grizzlies, led by first-year manager Steve Solis, here's his Toyota starting lineup. Leading off and playing left field, number 25, Daniel Amaral. Batting second, the first baseman, number 3, Bryant Betancourt. Batting third will be the shortstop, number 4, Ryan Ritter. Batting fourth will be the DH, number 2, Jamari Baylor. Batting fifth will be the center fielder, number 1, Jesus Bugarin. Batting sixth will be third baseman, number 5, Skyler Messenger. Batting seventh will be the right fielder, number 15, Parker Kelly. Batting eighth will be the catcher, number 33, Jesus Ordonez. And batting ninth, the second baseman, number 27, Gene Perez. And on the bump for the Fresno Grizzlies, the right-hander, number 8, Jordy Vargas, a 5-3 record, a 4.17 ERA. And now it's time for the starting lineup for the Stockton Ports, the single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Of course, the Grizzlies with the Colorado Rockies. The Ports coming with a record of 28-44, fourth place in the California League North Division standings overall, but 3-3 here in the second half, just 2 games back of the Fresno Grizzlies. They are tied for second place under first-year manager Gregorio Petit. Here's his starting lineup. Lean off and playing first base, number 6, TJ Schofield Sam. Batting second, the right fielder, number 8, Colby Thomas. Batting third will be the center fielder, number 3, Henry Bolte. Batting fourth will be the catcher, number 4, Jose Mujica. Batting fifth will be the DH, number 23, Cameron Masterman. Batting sixth will be the second baseman, number 1, Jose Escorche. Batting seventh will be the third baseman, number 12, Derek Solom. Batting 8th will be the shortstop, number 5, B.J. Cook. And batting 9th, the left fielder, number 9, Nelson Beltran. And on the bump for the Stockton Ports, the left-hander, number 13, James Gonzalez, a 3-4 record, a 4.06 ERA. So the Grizzlies and the Ports getting set for first pitch. Our home plate umpire this evening is Andrew Schrock. Over on the bases, Jabril Jeter-Abdullah. The Grizzlies, they are wearing their gray uniforms tonight. The first time we've seen them since the beginning of the Modesto series, so the second time here in this 12-game road trip. They are wearing their gray pants, gray jerseys. It says Fresno in black and red on the front. They are wearing their July 4th caps, which has the F slash on top of that cap. While the Stockton Ports, they are wearing their July 4th uniforms. They're white pants. They have red, white, and blue jersey, red left sleeve, blue right sleeve. They're also wearing their July 4th caps as well with their Stockton Ports logo in the red, white, and blue as well. Very beautiful July 4th jerseys as these two teams get set for first pitch. We're just around the corner for first pitch and our national anthem. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5 2023. The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There is truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we ask that you please rise if you are able as we honor America on this Independence Day weekend with our national anthem. And to sing that tonight, celebrating his 74th birthday, here is Emilio Lopez.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright star through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bomb bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
A great national anthem for a man celebrating his 74th birthday. Hello and welcome to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark for game 4 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Stockton Ports Saturday Night Baseball, as we have a matchup of two California League Northern Division foes. It's the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and the Oakland Athletics as we get set for battle. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and we have a great matchup for you. The Fresno Grizzlies and the Stockton Ports. The Grizzlies, winners of 2 of 3 so far in this series. Their 7-game winning streak snapped last night by the Ports. The Grizzlies looking to start July on a high note. But the Ports on the other side looking to even this series up and the season series up as well at 11 games apiece, as they give the ball to the left-hander James Gonzalez, who is wearing the red, white, and blue July 4th uniforms this evening. It should be a great weekend of fun here in Stockton. The Grizzlies return home on Tuesday for their July 4th fireworks extravaganza. Independence Day 4th of July fireworks extravaganza on Tuesday at Strachansky Park. The Grizzlies this evening will try to get the offense going early. Last night fell behind, and so the Grizzlies need to get on track here early tonight. Daniel Amaral will lead things off against left-hander in James Gonzalez. A very warm 102 degrees this evening. Clear skies, 12-mile-per-hour winds out to center field. So a lot of wind blowing out to center field. Very warm today. Both teams enjoyed 110 degrees during batting practice. A little bit cooler, and it will get cooler as we're next to the waterfront here at Banner Island Ballpark. James Gonzalez, Daniel Amaral getting set, as we are almost underway here in Stockton, California. James Gonzalez will work from the stretch. Here comes the first pitch from the left-hander to Amaral. And it is swung on and missed. And we are underway here at Banner Island Ballpark. First pitch tonight at 7.09 p.m. As we said, 102 degrees. Here comes the 0-1 to Daniel Amaral. And Amaral fouls it off. The count now at 0-2. Amaral batting .345. He has one homer, a 1.010 OPS since joining the Grizzlies last week in Modesto. The 26-year-old, a former Pittsburgh Pirate farmhand. Here comes the 0-2 to Amaral. And it's inside. And the count now at 1-2. Amaral went to UCLA. The former Bruin now has a 1-ball, 2-strike count to him from James Gonzalez. And here comes the pitch. And Amaral, high chopper. It's going to be a tough play for Gonzalez, who spins. They throw to first, and it gets away from the first baseman. Amaral sees that. He will head to second. And just like that, a runner in scoring position. The throw from James Gonzalez, who spun around. That ball was near the third baseline. Spun around, and he threw the ball into the ground, and the first baseman, TJ Schofield Sam, couldn't block it. The ball got past him, and Amaral scampered over to second. So just like that, E1. So a runner at first, a runner at second with no one out. And here's Bryant Betancourt. It was 4 RBI here in this series. Last night, 0-for-1 as a pinch hitter. As the Grizzlies trying to strike first tonight. They're in the gray uniforms. Here comes a check on Amaral, and that ball is thrown into center field. Amaral will just stay at second base, though, as he didn't see that ball initially when he dove back in. So, fortunately for the Ports, Amaral does not take third on the wild pickoff throw. But Amaral is actually awarded a single, by the way, on that ball. They thought that was going to be a tough play for Gonzalez to make. And they also added the E1 on how he got to second. So it is a hit and an error for Daniel Amaral. As the pitch is way outside, and Amaral will head to third. A wild pitch from Gonzalez. And just like that, a runner at third, nobody down. And Amaral, if he would have taken third base on that errant throw to center field, he would have already scored. So runner at third, nobody down here in the top of the first inning. The Grizzlies, a big opportunity to take an early lead. The Grizzlies, winners of 18 of their last 23, finished the month of June at 18-7. And now here in July, the Grizzlies trying to continue their winning ways. 5-1 here in the second half, 41-31 overall. That is tied for the second best record in the California League. As here comes the 1-0 to Bryant Betancourt, and it is high, and the count at 2-0. Bryant Betancourt batting .229, 1 homer, 617 OPS. Bryant Betancourt's had a great month of June as well. Now here in July, trying to give the Grizzlies an early lead. Here comes the 2-0 from Gonzalez, and that is swung on and missed. Good breaking ball from Gonzalez, and the count now at 2-1. Gonzalez, 3 pitches, fastball, curveball, changeup. Coming in with a 3-4 record, a 4.06 ERA. And this season has really found himself. As here comes the 2-1 to Betancourt. And Betancourt, fly ball, right field. And it's going to go over the right fielder's head in Thomas. Extra bases for Bryant Betancourt. And the Grizzlies have a 1-0 lead on the RBI double from Bryant Betancourt. Betancourt, great piece of hitting right there. An RBI double. Amaral scores. And just like that, it is 1-0 Fresno. So the Grizzlies have an early lead and now another runner in scoring position. And here comes the hottest hitter in the California League, Ryan Ritter. Ryan Ritter all over the California League hitting leaderboard, ranked in the top 10 in 9 different categories. He is ranked first in 5 different categories, which include homers, extra base hits, and OPS. Here's the pitch to Ritter, and it's inside, called a strike. The count at 0-1. Ritter has reached base in 21 straight games. He batted .353 in the month of June. Here comes the 0-1 to Ritter. And Ritter, ground ball to the third baseman. Sounds like a broken bat. The throw to first is in the dirt, and it does not get made by the first baseman, Schofield Sam. As Betancourt will hustle to third, a throwing error as well. So Betancourt to third. Ritter will reach. I believe that's an error as well. It was a broken bat for Ritter. So now runners at the corners with nobody down, and here's Jamari Baylor. The third baseman in Salome fielded the ball cleanly. The throw to first base was low, and TJ Schofield Sam couldn't pick it again. So it is a throwing error on Salome. Ritter at first, Betancourt at third. Nobody down, and here's Jamari Baylor now. Here comes the first pitch to Baylor, and it is inside in the count at 1-0. Jamari Baylor, since joining Fresno, batting 322, four homers, a 1.022 OPS. He is riding a six-game hitting streak. As here comes the 1-0 to Baylor. And it is a line drive, base hit to left field. And the Grizzlies have a 2-0 lead thanks to the RBI single from Jamari Baylor. So Baylor now to first base. Ritter will head to second. Betancourt scores after his RBI double. That is the third hit this inning for the Grizzlies. Second run as well. Nobody is out still. Runners at first and second. And here comes Jesus Bouguerin. He is on a current team-high seven-game hit streak. And in that span, three homers and 14 RBI. He had homered in three straight games. He had an RBI double last night. And here comes the pitch from Gonzalez. And that is a ground ball to the third baseman, Salome. He will go to second. To first, a double play. Salome fields that one cleanly again, and it's turned nicely. Ritter heads to third. It goes 5-4-3 on the double play. So Baylor's out at second. Bouguerin is now out. Two outs with a runner at third. And here's Skylar Messenger. Messenger, one of our pregame guests, in 22 games in the month of June, batted 311. 15 RBI, 15 runs, 15 walks for him as the first pitch is inside. The count at 1-0 looked like the curveball there from Gonzalez. Messenger also had four stolen bases and four extra base hits, including two homers, one for a walk-off. Here comes the 1-0 to Messenger, and it is a curveball high in the count at 2-0. Messenger has struck out six times over his past two games. But a very dangerous hitter in the sixth spot for the Grizzlies. 2-0 Fresno here in the top of the first. Just underway here in Stockton. Here comes the 2-0. And Messenger takes it high for a ball. And the count now at three balls and no strikes. Runner at third in Ritter. Two outs. Amaral scored after an infield single and an error. Bryant Betancourt scored after his RBI double. Three hits already for the Grizzlies. Here comes the 3-0 to Skylar Messenger. And he will ground one again to Salome, who bobbles it a little bit over to first. The high throw, and he is safe. The first baseman, TJ Schofield Sam, couldn't stay on the bag. Messenger reaches. That scores Ritter, and it's 3-0 Grizzlies. Another error on Salome. That is the third error of the inning. It scores the third run as well. And now a runner at first with two outs. And here's Parker Kelly. And here's the pitch from Gonzalez. And Kelly fouls it off. The count at 0-1. Messenger, by the way, swinging on 3-0. So he reaches. And just like that, the Grizzlies up 3-0. Three runs, three hits, and three errors this inning. Here comes the 0-1 to Parker Kelly. And that's a ground ball towards Salome, and it's fouled off. The count now at 0-2. Right down that third base line goes Kelly. He's in right field this evening. Kelly batting 239, one home run. He was 2-for-4 last night with a double. The count is 0-2 to him from James Gonzalez. Three runs already in for the Grizzlies on three errors. Here comes the 0-2, and Kelly checks swing. Did he go around? He did not. The count now at 1-2 to Parker Kelly. So three runs, three hits, three errors. The Grizzlies, they're two outs on a double play ball. Putting the ball in play here early. Here comes the 1-2 to Parker Kelly. And Kelly checks swing. Did he go again? And it's now two balls and two strikes. As Kelly keeps the hands back on that one. Messenger the runner at first. Two outs here in the top of the first. Grizzlies lead the Ports 3-0. Here comes the 2-2. And that is in the dirt. And that bounced right in front of the plate. And that throw to first is in time by the catcher Mujica. But the Grizzlies score three runs on three hits and three Ports errors. We had the bomb the first. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Life app, and MILB TV.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There's truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. We're in the bottom of the first inning. The Grizzlies lead the Ports 3-0 as Jordy Vargas gets the ball for your Grizzlies. Get ready for an electrifying experience at Chuck Chansey Gold's 2023 Sounds of Summer Concert Series on July 29th. George Thorogood and the Destroyers' Bad All Over the World Tour, 50 Years of Rock, will be performing. Secure your tickets now. Go to ChuckChanseyGold.com. Must be 21. Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino, 24-karat fun. And here in the bottom of the first inning, we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. First pitch from Jordy Vargas to TJ Schofield Sam is a called strike. The count at 0-1 from the right-hander in Vargas. Here comes the 0-1, and it's way outside to the backstop, and the count at 1-1. Here in the bottom of the first inning, as the Grizzlies and the Ports continue their series, game 4 of 6, Saturday Night Baseball. Here comes the 1-1 from the right-hander, Jordy Vargas. And it swung on and missed. Good fastball on the inside part of the plate. The count at 1-2, 95 from Vargas, who is 5-3, a 4.17 ERA. Here's the 1-2, and a high pop-up to the third baseman. This is Skyler Messenger, and he will make the play. Messenger just near that third base bag and line makes the catch for the first out. Goes P5 for the first down. And here comes the right fielder in Colby Thomas. Colby Thomas had a homer to dead center in the first inning last night. As here comes the pitch from Vargas, and it's a curveball outside. The count at 1-0. Jordy Vargas is ranked as the Rockies' number 11 overall prospect on MLB.com. Here comes the 1-0, and that is just low and outside. The count at 2-0. Vargas also is known for his curveball, which has been ranked as the best curveball in the Rockies system by Baseball America. As the 2-0 is right in there for a strike, and the count at 2-1. Good fastball there from Vargas. Vargas only 19 years old. Here comes the 2-1, and that is inside and low, and the count now at 3-1 to Colby Thomas from Vargas. Vargas, 19 years old. Here comes the 3-1, and it's a one bouncer to Ritter, who has to make a tough play on it, and he makes it. Ritter had to kind of scoop at the ball on the one bouncer, and he throws the ball to first in time for the out. It goes 6-3 on the putout, so two outs now, and here comes Henry Bolte, the center fielder. Ryan Ritter, who was the best defender in college last season as that pitch is outside. The count at 1-0 makes the play. He was the Gold Glove winner, the Rawlings Gold Glove winner last year at the University of Kentucky. As that pitch is fouled off, the count at 1-1. We got to see the glove work there from Ritter. It was kind of a line drive ground ball kind of play. Thomas, it was a line drive initially, and then it was a one bouncer at the last second to Ritter. The count now at 1-2 as Vargas throws a fastball for a strike on the inside part of the plate at 96 miles per hour. Here comes the 1-2 from Vargas. And it is a curveball called strike three, and Jordy Vargas has a 1-2-3 bottom of the first. We head to the second. The Grizzlies lead the Ports 3-0. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We're in the top of the second inning. The Grizzlies lead the Ports 3-0. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And here in the top of the second inning, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Jesus Ordonez will leave things off against the left-hander in James Gonzalez. Here comes the first pitch from Gonzalez, and Ordonez fly ball to shallow right field. This is playable for Colby Thomas. He will make the catch in the sun for the out. Just like that, one pitch, one out, as Ordonez is retired. And here comes the second baseman in Gene Perez. James Gonzalez, a 3-4 record. He now has a 4.14 ERA. The left-hander is making his 13th appearance, 11th start of the season. Here comes the pitch to Perez. It's a called strike. The count at 0-1. Gonzalez is 6'2", 258 pounds, 22 years old from David, Panama. As here comes the 0-1 to Perez. And that's a foul ball. The count at 0-2. Signed by the Athletics as an international free agent in 2019. Gonzalez in his second year now with the Ports. Last year split time between High A Lansing and Single A Stockton. Has become one of the better pitchers in the Ports rotation. Here comes the 0-2, and that is inside and high. And the count now at 1-2 to Gene Perez. Gonzalez, his last outing came on June 23rd against San Jose, where he picked up the win. Here comes the 1-2, and it is inside, called strike three. Good curveball there from Gonzalez. Second strikeout for him. Two outs now. And here comes the left fielder in Daniel Amaral. Amaral, 1-for-1, reached on a single and scored it back in the first inning. As Gonzalez already, two strikeouts. He will come set, working out the stretch. Here comes the pitch. And that is a fly ball out to right field, and there is Colby Thomas, and again, in the sun, will make the catch. James Gonzalez will talk a little bit more about him a little bit later. The Grizzlies go down in order in the second. We head to the bottom of the second. The Grizzlies lead 3-0. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at chuckchanseygold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We're in the bottom of the second inning. The Grizzlies lead the Ports 3-0 as Jordy Vargas will take on Jose Mojica here in the bottom of the second inning as the Grizzlies continue their series against the Ports. Game 4 of 6. This is the fourth series of the season between these two clubs as Fresno holds the season series 11-10. Over Stockton. So Jose Mojica will stride to the plate as Jordy Vargas retired the side back in the first inning. So Jose Mojica to the plate. A very warm evening. Saturday night baseball, 102 degrees. Here comes the first pitch from Vargas. And it is low in the count at 1-0. Jordy Vargas, a 5-3 record, a 4.17 ERA. Here comes the 1-0, and it's fouled off, and Mojica goes down. Oh, no. Mojica is all the way down. He swung, and I don't know if his knee buckled or what, but he went down in a heap. And he went right to the ankle right there. That is what they're going to check on right here. Scary moment. Mojica went down in a heap. And just like that, the Ports catcher in some pain. The Ports made a plethora of roster moves yesterday, which included infielder Tommy Stevenson going to the injured list. Stevenson was hit by a pitch on Thursday. And he went to the injured list, and if the Ports have to put Mojica on the list for some ankle or lower leg injury, the Ports would be down to 2 position players on their bench. As all eyes right now on Mojica, hopefully he's okay. That is not good right there, as the manager, Gregorio Petit, and the athletic trainer, and Noah Huff, checking on him. And they're going to bring him up, and he is not putting any pressure on that leg right now. Oh, my goodness. Fans giving him a round of applause right now as he is up on his feet, but you can tell he's in a lot of discomfort. He is starting to walk around gingerly. And Jose Mojica, who's had a great series as well, 3 hits, including a home run the other night with 3 RBI. Mojica has become one of the better hitters in this Ports lineup, batting .248 this year, 3 homers. As the right-hander Jordy Vargas looking on. And that was just a swing on a foul ball that Mojica went down. One of those plays where just an unfortunate situation. While we have a quick time right now, so continue to check on Jose Mojica. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. Express Furniture Rental, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the second. Mojica was running around during that read right there for Express Furniture Rental. As Vargas doing some warm-up pitches right now and still checking on the ankle of Mujica. It's never fun. He has put his helmet back on. The bat is in his hand. And right now talking to both Huff and the manager, Gregorio Petit. And Mujica is going to stay in this contest, I believe. Wow. That is awesome right there to see Jose Mujica. The count is 1-1. And if you're Mujica, you're hoping that you don't hit a ground ball that you need to speed out of the box on. But if you're Vargas, you go right at him with a good fastball that can reach up to the mid-90s. Here comes the 1-1, and that's a pop-up into foul territory. Brian Bencourt playing near the netting, and he makes the catch for the out. Mujica retired for the first out. It goes P3 in foul territory, and here comes Cameron Masterman with one out. And they'll check on Mujica as he goes back to the dugout. He swung on that pitch, but you can tell was really uncomfortable putting any pressure on the lower half. So here's Masterman now. And that is outside the count at 1-0. And Masterman was part of that plethora of Ports moves yesterday. Masterman coming up from the ACL. He is coming back from an injury as well. As the 1-0 is a fastball grooved in there. It's called a strike. The count at 1-1. And Masterman was expected to be on this team to start the year if it wasn't for that injury. Here comes the 1-1. It's outside. The count at 2-1. Masterman from Prospect, Kentucky. 6'2", 225 pounds for the outfielder. Here comes the 2-1 to Masterman. And it is swung on and missed. Good pitch on the inside part of the plate. Right on the hands at 95 from Vargas. And the count now at 2-2. Here comes the 2-ball, 2-strike pitch, and it's swung on and missed. A great pitch from Vargas at 95 past the bat of Masterman, and that is the second out and second strikeout for Vargas. And with two away, here's Jose Escorche. Escorche, back-to-back games with two hits for him. Escorche batting .249 with one home run. Here's the pitch, and it's a breaking ball high. The count at 1-0. Here comes the 1-0, and that is fouled off, and the count at 1-1. And I said this just the other night, and I want to reiterate it here. Jose Escorche reminds me of a less polished Jose Altuve. Size, the grittiness, the ability with the bat. As the count is 1-2 as he fouls off the next pitch into the netting. Escorche is listed at 5'10", 145. From Venezuela, but 5'10 might be a little bit nice to him. He's a little bit smaller than that, in my opinion. 1-2. Here comes the pitch from Vargas. And it is a pop-up in a shallow right field. Gene Perez, the second baseman, is there, and he will reach up and make the catch. Jordy Vargas, 6 up, 6 down. We head to the top of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There's truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light?
you might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We're in the top of the third inning. The Grizzlies lead the Ports 3-0 as Bryant Bettencourt will lead things off against James Gonzalez. Bettencourt 1-for-1, an RBI double and a run scored back in the first inning. As here comes the first pitch from the left-hander in Gonzalez. And it's a fly ball out to left field. Racing back is the left fielder Beltran. He is near the wall and will make the catch. Bettencourt a long first out. And here comes the shortstop in Ryan Ritter. So Cooper Yule will now replace catcher Jose Mujica. He will bat fourth playing catcher. Yule takes over Mujica, who injured his ankle or lower leg in that previous inning on a foul ball swing. So new catcher for the Ports. So now here's Ryan Ritter, reached on an error and scored back in the first. Here's the pitch, and that is a called strike, and the count at 0-1. So Ritter has now reached base successfully in 22 straight games. As here comes the 0-1. And it is outside. The count now at 1-1 to Ryan Ritter. Ritter, as we said, all over the California League hitting leaderboard. Here comes the 1-1 to the Kentucky product. And it swung on a miss. Good curveball down in the zone in the dirt. The count at 1-2. Ritter is first in homers with 17 in the California League hitting leaderboard. First in total bases at 142. First in extra base hits with 34. First in slugging percentage at 597. First in OPS at 993. Second in RBI at 55. Tied for fifth in hits with 71. Here comes the 1-2, and it is inside, and it hits Ritter, and he reaches on the hit-by-pitch. So Ritter is on for the second time, as he was hit by the pitch right there from Gonzalez. Runner at first with one out. Here comes the DH, Jamari Baylor, who had an RBI single back in his first at-bat. By the way, for Ritter, he's also tied for fifth in runs with 47 and ninth in OBP at 396. By the way, on that hit-by-pitch, Cooper Yule, the catcher, saying that Ritter never moved out of the box, and manager Gregorio Petit will go talk to home plate umpire Andrew Schrock. As Ritter looks on at first base, Ritter didn't do a lot of moving. It was inside, and it looked like initially that Ritter wanted to go after the pitch. And I think that's what the discussion is about right here. Petit wants to just get an idea of what happened there. Petit will join us on the pregame show tomorrow. Long talk between Andrew Schrock and Gregorio Petit, and Petit not winning that argument. So runner at first in Ryan Ritter. He has now reached base successfully in 22 straight games. 22 of his last 24 as well. So Ryan Ritter at first. He'll take his lead. Here comes the pitch to Jamari Baylor, and it is outside. The count at 1-1 and no strikes. To Jamari Baylor, the former Philadelphia Philly farmhand. Here comes the 1-0 to Baylor, and it is swung on and missed. Good fastball there from Gonzalez, and the count at 1-1. And as promised, we talk a little bit more about James Gonzalez and his last outing on June 23rd against San Jose here at Banner Island. Picked up the win after five innings of work. Here comes the 1-1, and Baylor takes it high. The count at 2-1. He allowed three runs, all earned, on five hits, two walks, and eight strikeouts. Gonzalez 3-4 on the year. 1-1 against the Grizzlies this season over three starts. As a check on Ritter, he's back safely. Ritter was probably 2 feet off the bag when that ball was thrown over. But as we said, he's already made three starts against the Grizzlies this year. 1-1 in those three starts. As here comes the 2-1 from Gonzalez. Long look over. Here's the pitch. There goes Ritter for a second. The throw from Yule is right on the money, and Ritter thought he avoided the tag at first, but he actually is out. Ritter tried going around the tag from the second baseman, Escorche, and Yule catches Ritter for the second out. So it goes 2-4 on the caught stealing. So now no one on here to Jamari Bailey. The count at 3-1. As Gonzalez will get a new baseball here. So Yule throws out Ryan Ritter at second. And here comes the 3-1 now to Baylor. And Baylor swing and a miss. The count now full 3-2. On April 15th at Fresno, Gonzalez picked up the loss after four innings of work, allowing one homer, three runs overall. He had four walks and three hits, striking out a pair. Here's the 3-2, and that's a line drive to right field, a base hit. Baylor looking for extra bases. He slips around first. He will head to second, and he is in there with a stand-up double. Baylor loses his helmet and his footing rounding first base, and initially it looked like he missed the bag at first. Instead is a two-out double for Jamari Baylor, who is now 2-for-2, has two legs of the cycle, four hits for Fresno, and here comes Jesus Bugarin, who grounded to a double play back in the first inning. So two outs now, runner at second from James Gonzalez. On his second outing on May 6th, by the way, they just checked over at first base, and here comes Gregorio Petit once again. As he said that the home plate umpire, Andrew Schrock, said that he was safe over at first base, but arguing now with Jabril Jeter-Abdullah. Second time we've seen Petit come out, and he is angry, not happy about the call by the umpires on that double that he thought Baylor missed first base on. Baylor did slip around first base, and I wonder if he did miss the bag. So now they're talking about it right now, and this is a long discussion. And if Petit is not careful, he might get thrown out here. The Ports trail the Grizzlies 3-0 here in the third inning, and I wonder if Petit's going to try to fire up his team right here. A nice Saturday crowd with some fireworks expected after the game. We have some fireworks right now from Petit, who is very upset about the call. Baylor was rounding first base, and I wonder if he missed the bag is what the argument right now is. And Petit's still arguing. There's no way he stays in this contest right now. Long argument as Gonzalez will throw a couple pitches. And Petit still talking as he heads back to the dugout. A long talk. He is still in this game. He did not get thrown out, it looks like. What an argument right there. Petit trying to get his words in there. First-year manager Gregorio Petit, longtime big league infielder. So Bugarin at the plate, runner at second with two outs and Jamari Baylor. Here comes the pitch. And Bugarin, that is caught by the first baseman, TJ Schofield. Sam Bugarin breaks his bat, and that will end the inning. It doesn't matter if Baylor didn't touch first or not as the inning comes to a close. We head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There is truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. We're in the bottom of the third inning. 3-0, the Grizzlies lead the Ports as Derek Salome will lead things off against Jordy Vargas. We'll see right-hander back out for another inning of work. Here comes the first pitch from Vargas to Salome. And it's a fastball high and inside. The count at 1-0. Jordy Vargas, 6'3", 153 pounds as that pitch is fouled off. The count at 1-1. The right-hander is from Moca, Dominican Republic, 19 years old. Signed as an international undrafted free agent by the Rockies in 2021. He is now in his third professional season. Vargas in his second year with the Grizzlies after joining them in the back half of last season. As here comes the 1-1, and that is outside for a ball. The count now at 2-2. Vargas, as we said, the number 11 overall prospect in the Rockies system, according to MLB.com. As the 2-1 runs outside, the count now at 3-1. Best curveball in the Rockies system, according to Baseball America. He's picked up career highs this year. That's a fly ball to deep left field. That is way out of here. And a home run for Salome, and there goes the perfect game in the third inning. Salome, the solo shot out to left field. That sounded great off the bat right there. And just like that's 3-1. As here comes B.J. Cook for Salome. That's his first homer of the season. But Jordy Vargas has picked up a career high in innings this year. He's also picked up career highs in hits, earned runs, and walks. He's one shy of a career high in strikeouts. That came on April 21st at Rancho Cucamonga. But Vargas, that big start came on May 12th versus Visalia. As that pitch is low to B.J. Cook. Vargas, 7 innings of one-run ball. 4 hits, no walks. He struck out 6. That pitch is outside. The count at 2-0. Salome, his first homer this season out to left center field. Vargas, his last outing came on June 23rd at Modesto. As here comes pitching coach Mark Brewer. Vargas, 1 2/3 innings pitched. That was his lowest outing, or shortest outing, in his Grizzlies career. Allowed 3 hits, 2 runs, 0 earned, 1 walk, and 1K. He threw 40 pitches in that span, which included a couple errors by Vargas himself. Now appearing against the Ports for the fourth time this year, he's 1-1, a 3.55 ERA. And the Grizzlies this year have only lost 3 of his 12 starts. And that is outside. And the count now 3-0 here to B.J. Cook. But Vargas, his last outing again where he went 1 2/3, well, didn't matter. The Grizzlies won 16-4. That's a called strike. The count at 3-1. So Vargas, even though he didn't pitch very well, the Grizzlies' offense was fantastic. Here comes the 3-1, and that is a called strike. And the count now full, 3-2. As Vargas, only 19 years old, still needs to build his frame a little bit more, but could be a very good piece for the Rockies in the future. Here comes the 3-2, and it swung on and missed. A great pitch at 91 on the inside part of the plate, and Cook down on strikes. Third strikeout for Vargas as he comes back trailing 3-0, and he picks up the strikeout. One out now, and here comes the left fielder, Nelson Beltran. Vargas has had a few quality starts this year as that pitch is outside. The count at 1-0. He had one on May 16th versus Inland Empire, May 2nd at San Jose, and also that May 12th game against Visalia. That's a called strike. The count at 1-1 to Nelson Beltran. There comes the 1-1 from Vargas, and it's a breaking ball outside. The count of 2-1. That curveball right there that dances from 12-6. Here comes the 2-1. And that is a strike. And the count now at 2-2. Vargas, three pitches, fastball, curveball, and changeup. And that was the changeup right there. As here comes the 2-2 to Beltran. And he goes to the curveball in the dirt. The count now at 3-2. Vargas, the son of former big league reliever Yorkies Perez, signed with the Rockies for $500,000. Here's the 3-2, a high bounding ball to Messenger, who backhands it. The throw to first is in time for the out. What a play from Messenger and Betancourt on the other end on the high throw. Two outs now, goes 5-3. Messenger, coming up from his third base position, had a tough bounce. He backhanded it, and the perfect throw to first. So two outs now, and here's TJ Schofield, Sam, who popped up in his first at-bat. As Vargas winds and deals, here comes the pitch, and it is outside. The count at 1-0. The Grizzlies in the gray. The Ports in their July 4th uniforms. Here comes the 1-0, and that's a called strike. The count at 1-1. The Grizzlies only the second time on this road trip they've worn the grays. Here comes the 1-1, and it's outside. The count at 2-2. From Jordy Vargas, both teams wearing their July 4th caps. Here comes the 2-1. It's inside. The count now at 3-1 to Schofield Sam. 3-1 our score here in the bottom of the third inning. The Grizzlies lead the Ports. Here comes the 3-1. And it's a high bounding ball. Vargas can't get there. The shortstop Ritter's there, though, and he makes the play for the third out. But Derek Salome, a solo shot, puts the Ports on the board. We head to the top of the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. We're in the top of the fourth inning. The Grizzlies lead the Ports 3-1. Manco Abbott and Lou Pervone's apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Lou Pervone's is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. Visit their website at LEPROVENCEAPTS.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. Manco Abbott and Lou Pervone's apartment homes, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth. James Gonzalez will now take on Skyler Messenger here in the fourth inning. First day of July. As Gonzalez will come set, here comes the first pitch to Skyler Messenger. And Messenger, ground ball, base hit to left field. First pitch swinging, and Messenger is on for the second time as he reached on an error in his first at-bat. Fifth hit now for Fresno. And here comes the right fielder in Parker Kelly. Kelly 0-for-1 with a strikeout. He swung on a pitch that bounced to the plate, which means he was expecting something else. So Parker Kelly now with a runner at first and no one down. The Grizzlies trying to extend their early lead. Here comes the pitch, and it's a check swing called a strike. The count at 0-1. We were talking about James Gonzalez in his last couple of outings against the Grizzlies. On May 6th, a no decision after six scoreless innings of work against Fresno. Here comes the 0-1 to Kelly, and it is a called strike. The count at 0-2. He allowed one run, not earned, four hits, one walk. He struck out seven. And then picked up the win on May 26th at Chukchansey Park after 5 2/3 of two-run ball. Two hits, three walks, he struck out another seven. Here's the 0-2. It's high. The count now at 1-2 to Parker Kelly. Gonzalez, as we said, making his 13th appearance, 11th start. The left-hander from Panama. Here comes the 1-2 from Gonzalez. And it is outside, and the count at 2-2. Gonzalez pitched for Team Panama in the World Baseball Classic this spring and made one appearance, allowing two runs on three hits. Unfortunately, he did not record an out against Team Cuba. Here comes the 2-2, and that is swung on and missed. A devastating curveball down and in, and Kelly out on strikes. Third strikeout for Gonzalez, first out of the inning. And here comes Jesus Ordonez with one out and a runner at first. Here comes the pitch from the left-hander Gonzalez, and that is a called strike, and the count at 0-1. Gonzalez spent most of 2022 with the Ports, going 1-7 with a 5.48 ERA, 17 appearances, 14 starts. Here's the 0-1. It is low. The count at 1-1 to Ordonez, who's appearing in the first time in this series. Gonzalez struck out 71 while walking 30 over 70 2/3 innings pitched. So here comes the 1-1 from Gonzalez, and that is a called strike. The count at 1-2. Opponents batted 260 against him. Now, he started the year in High A Lansing making five appearances, but had an 11.88 ERA. Signed as an international free agent in May of 2019 out of Panama by the Athletics. Here comes the 1-2 from the southpaw. And it is fouled off at the dish as Yule cannot hold on to it. The count remains at 1-2. Messenger, the runner at first, he singled to open up the frame. One out against Jesus Ordonez, who's 0-1, batting .213 with no homers, a .554 OPS, a double machine so far in his Rockies career. Here comes the 1-2 to Ordonez. And it swung on and missed. An elevated fastball from Gonzalez at 93. And Ordonez down on strikes. Four strikeouts now. Back-to-back strikeouts for Gonzalez. And with two outs, here's Gene Perez, who struck out looking back in the second inning. And Perez, like Ordonez, trying to get going offensively since they've joined the Grizzlies. Perez, two homers, three RBI on the year, but that's about it. A 123 average. Here's the pitch, and it is in there for a strike. The count at 0-1. Perez, a very good defender, though, can play second, short, and third. Made a couple great plays just last night at third base. Here comes the 0-1 to Perez from Gonzalez. And it is high for a ball, and the count at 1-1. As the Grizzlies and the Ports battling it out here at Banner Island Ballpark. Saturday night baseball, game 4 of 6. 102 degrees at first pitch, but it's now becoming a very nice evening. Here comes the 1-1, and it is outside. And the count at 2-1. Good curveball there from Gonzalez. Both pitchers, very similar pitches. A 12-6 curveball, a good fastball, and a working changeup. And Gonzalez, if he can start getting that changeup going, he will become an elite pitcher. Here comes the 1-1, and that is swung on and missed. He went to the fastball, elevated at 93, and the count now at 1-2. Good pitch right there from Gonzalez. He looks to strike out the side after allowing a leadoff single. Messenger at first base. He's got four stolen bases this year, has not been caught. Here comes the 1-2 to Perez. And it is a line drive out to right field, but right at the right fielder in Thomas, who will make the catch. Gonzalez, a clean fourth inning. We head to the bottom half of the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's thorough good. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. The Grizzlies lead the Ports 3-1 as Jordy Vargas will take on Colby Thomas to lead things off. Jordy Vargas split the year last year between the ACL Rockies and Single-A Fresno in his first season stateside. When he started the year with the ACL Rockies, he appeared in 7 games, 5 starts, going 2-1 with a 2.36 ERA. He tossed 26 and 2/3 innings, striking out 40 while walking just 4. Had a 0.64 whip before being assigned to Fresno on August 6th. In his Grizzlies debut on August 9th at Inland Empire, he struck out 4 over 4 innings of work. Here comes Colby Thomas, the first pitch from the right-hander Vargas, and it is low in the count at 1-0. But it was that second start in his Grizzlies career that really caught a lot of attention, as that's a check swing. He did go around on the curveball low. The count at 1-1. At that point, Vargas tied his career high with 5 shutout frames in his second start at Visalia. That's a fly ball out to left field, and it's caught on the run by the left fielder in Amaral for the out. So Thomas is now 0-2. And here comes Henry Bolte, who's 0-1 with a strikeout looking. But Vargas, 5 shutout frames, allowed 1 hit and walk while fanning 8. He permitted a 2-out single in the first and issued a 5th-inning walk. Here comes the pitch to Bolte, swung on and missed. And the count at 0-1. Good curveball from Vargas. The count at 0-1. Now, his 8 strikeouts were 1 shy of his career best, as the 0-1's outside, the count at 1-1. He punched out 7 of the 9 Rawhide starters, and that was on August 16th at Visalia. He was named California League Pitcher of the Week for his efforts in that start. Here comes the 1-1, and that is swung on and foul-tipped at the plate, and the count at 1-2. Over 6 starts with the Grizzlies, finished 2-0 with a 3.65 ERA in 24 2/3 innings. Here comes the 1-2 from Vargas, who looks in to his catcher Ordonez. And he will wind and deal. Here it is. And it swung on and missed. There's a changeup right there from Vargas. That is his 4th strikeout as he gets Bolte for the second time. 2 outs now. And here comes catcher Cooper Yule, who is up for the first time this evening. He came in as a defensive replacement for Jose Mujica, who left with an injury. As here comes the pitch to Yule, and it's a called strike. The count at 0-1. Vargas in 2021 spent his first professional season with DSL Colorado at the age of 17. Here comes the 0-1, and that is just outside and a little high. The count at 1-1. Hit a 1.30 ERA over 34 2/3 innings, a 0.98 whip, and did not allow a homer. As that pitch is inside, the count at 2-1. Jordy Miguel Vargas, as we said, son of a former big leaguer reliever, big league reliever in Yorkies Perez. Here comes the 2-1 from Vargas. And that is just low in the count at 3-1 here to Yuel. He was batting .293, one homer, a .744 OPS, back with the Ports for a second straight season. As that is inside, ball four. I don't know where that missed, and Yuel draws the two-out walk. First walk issued by either pitcher this evening. And here comes Cameron Masterman, who struck out in his first at-bat. And the last two pitches from Vargas, I don't know where they missed. Here comes the pitch now to Masterman. And it's a curveball outside. The count at 1-0. As the Grizzlies lead the Ports 3-1. The Grizzlies three runs in the first inning. The Ports a solo homer by Salome in the third. Now a check back on Cooper Yuel, who's back safely. His count remains at 1-0. Jordy Vargas, four starts in each of his first 3 months this season. And as we said, his fourth appearance against the Ports. Here comes the 1-0, and that's a fly ball out to left field, and it will go foul. And the count now at 1-1. Vargas has made six starts at home, six starts on the road as well. As we said, 19 years old from Moca, Dominican Republic, 6'3", 153 pounds. Here comes the 1-1 from Vargas, and it's outside. The count now at 2-1. Vargas sometimes can get a little picky with his pitches, trying to be a pinpoint pitcher when he just needs to throw strikes as a whole. As here comes the 2-1 from Vargas. And that's a fly ball foul. The count at 2-2. Pitching coach Mark Brewer says that Vargas has a very bright future, just like his dad has the understanding of how to be professional and understand how to go through this system. Vargas, very quiet. He's a big learner as well, says pitching coach Mark Brewer. As here comes the 2-2 from Vargas. And it is swung on and missed. Vargas has five strikeouts through four innings of work. We head to the fifth. The Grizzlies lead the Ports 3-1. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FreslerGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There's truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Top of the fifth inning, the Grizzlies lead the Ports 3-1. As Daniel Amaral, the Grizzlies leadoff hitter, will step to the plate. He's 1-for-2, a single in the first inning. He scored as well, a flyout in the second against left-hander James Gonzalez, who's really settled down this evening. Here comes the pitch to Amaral. It's outside. The count at 1-0. Gonzalez has been one of the most consistent starters for Stockton this season. We'll see another consistent one tomorrow in Daigler Jimenez. Here comes the 1-0, and it's outside to Amaral. The count at 2 balls and no strikes from Gonzalez. As the Grizzlies and the Ports continuing their series this evening. Their fourth of 5 series between the clubs in 2023 in the final set here in Stockton. As here comes the 2-0, and that is low. The count at 3 balls and no strikes. The Grizzlies are 54-21 all time against the Ports with an 11-10 record this year and are 27-6 all time at Banner Island Ballpark with a 5-4 record this year. Here comes the 3-0 to Amaral, and he will take a strike and the count at 3-1. But again, the Grizzlies are 54-21 all time, 11-10 this year against the Ports with a 27-6 all time record, 5-4 this year at Banner Island Ballpark. Here's a 3-1 outside, ball 4, a leadoff walk to Daniel Amaral. First walk issued by Gonzalez. And here comes first baseman Bryant Betancourt with an RBI double and a run back in the first inning. Last season, the Grizzlies went 26-4 against Stockton with a plus 123 run differential, 239-116. Those 26 wins broke the team record for most victories against an opponent in a single season. As here comes the pitch to Betancourt. Fly ball to deep center field. Racing back to the center fielder. He looks up, and it is off the wall. Extra bases for Bryant Betancourt. He has his second double of the game. Betancourt just missing his second homer of the season, and the Grizzlies now runners at second and third with nobody down. Betancourt a double, his second double of the game. Amaral to third. 6 hits now for the Grizzlies, and here comes Ryan Ritter with nobody down. He's reached base on an error and a hit by pitch. So Bryant Betancourt, his second double, and that is a career high for him. He had 2 last year on June 13th. Here comes the pitch to Ritter with the infield in. It swung on and missed. Good curveball to count at 0-1. Ritter batting .297 and .990 OPS. 17 homers this year. The right guy to have at the plate here to extend the Grizzlies' lead. Here comes the 0-1 to Ritter. And it is low in the count now at 1-1. Another off-speed pitch here to Ryan Ritter. Ritter leads the team in multiple categories and the California League. Here comes the 1-1 to Ritter, and it is low in the count at 2-1. Ritter, 71 hits this year. He has 55 RBI, 3 shy of Albert Fabian's mark of Lake Elsinore. As here comes the 2-1. And Ritter, swing and a miss, ball down in the zone again. The count at 2-2. Great pitch from Gonzalez. 80 miles per hour. In on the hands of Ritter. And the count now 2-2. Jamari Baylor awaits on deck, who's 2-2 with a single and double. Here comes the 2-2. And that is a ground ball, and it goes foul. Down the third baseline. Grizzlies' third base coach is their bench coach and Cesar Galvez over at first base. Is Grizzlies manager Steve Solis. So 2-2. Runners at second and third. No one down here on the top of the fifth. Here's the pitch. And Ritter, chopper to third. It's going to be a tough play for Salome. They throw to first. And he actually will just hold on to the baseball. There was no throw as the pitcher, Gonzalez, looked like he got in the way. He hit the deck. And Ritter looked like he was going to beat it out anyway. It scores Amaral, so it's an RBI infield single for Ritter. So Ritter's reached base 3 times tonight now. He picks up the RBI. Betancourt will stay at second base, by the way, on that slow ground ball. But Amaral comes in to score. It's now 4-1 Grizzlies. So now runners at first and second, nobody down for Jamari Baylor, who's 2-2. RBI single back in the first, a double in his last at-bat. Here's the pitch, and that is swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. So it is a single officially for Ryan Ritter, which picks up another RBI for him. Ritter now has 56 RBI on the infield single. As the Grizzlies looking to capitalize more here. Here's the pitch to Baylor. Swung on and missed. And it's 0-2. Fastball at 94 past the bat of Baylor. Baylor batting 344. Already a multi-hit game for him this evening. And a chance to extend this Grizzlies lead even more. Fresno looking to get back on the right track after last night's 5-2 loss, ending their seven-game winning streak. Here comes the 0-2 to Jamari Baylor. And it's inside, and the count now at 1-2. Good pitch there from Gonzalez. Looking to get Baylor to chase after it. 95, the fastest pitch from Gonzalez this evening. Betancourt, the runner at second. Ryan Ritter, the runner at first. Here comes the 1-2, and that is outside, just missing. The count at 2-2. By the way, Ritter, who's reached base now three times, an error, a hit by pitch, and a single, has reached base 11 times in this series. He has 8 hits as well. Here comes the 2-2 from Gonzalez to Baylor, and it is low, ball 3, as Baylor works the count back to full. Jesus Bouguereau on deck, a very dangerous hitter. Baylor has already extended his hit streak to 7 games tonight, tying Bouguereau for the current team long. Jake Snyder, who's not in the lineup, he's on a 6-game hit streak. Daniel Amaral extended his hit streak in the first inning to 7 games. As here comes the 3-2 to Jamari Baylor. And Baylor, ground ball, and it goes foul. Down the left field line, third baseman Salome, who's been very busy tonight over there. Salome's had a lot of ground balls to his side. I was watching a video earlier this afternoon about how hard it is to field a ground ball at the hot corner. As here comes the 3-2 to Baylor. And it's in the dirt, and it'll get to the backstop. It won't matter. It is ball 4. So Betancourt will head to third. Ritter up to second. Baylor, after falling behind 0-2, works the walk. Second walk by Gonzalez in this inning. Now the bases are loaded, nobody down, and here comes Jesus Bouguereau, who's 0-2, and this might be it for James Gonzalez. Here comes manager Gregorio Petit, and I think that's it for the left-hander. Long talk now happening here between Gonzalez and Petit. There is action in that Ports bullpen. Can't tell who it is from my point of view. It might be the right-hander Dallas Wolfolk, who we have not seen in this series. As here comes the home plate umpire and Andrew Schrock to break up the mound visit. Here in the fifth inning, the Grizzlies lead 4-1. They have the bases loaded, no one down for Jesus Bouguereau. And that will be it for the mound visit, as James Gonzalez will stay in the contest. Long visit. I wonder if it was also words on how to get out of this inning without any run scoring. So now here's Jesus Bouguereau, 0-2, 262 average, 7 homers. He has 3 in his 7-game hit streak. Ducks on the pond, nobody down. Here comes the first pitch to Bouguereau. And it's a line drive, base hit to left field. That will score 1. Ritter will stop at third. An RBI single for Bouguereau. He extends his hit streak to 8 games. And Bouguereau now has 15 RBI in that stretch. So Betancourt scores on the RBI single to left. Ritter stops at third. Baylor up to second. Bouguereau, the RBI single. It's now 5-1 Grizzlies. Third hit, second run this inning. Nobody down still. And here's Skylar Messenger. Bases loaded, no one out. Messenger, 1-2, has reached on an error and a single. Here's the pitch. And that's a breaking ball in there for a strike. The count at 0-1. It's been a very good curveball there from Gonzalez. 77 miles per hour. 5-1 Fresno here in the fifth, looking to add on more. Here comes the 0-1. And that is outside. The count at 1-1. To Skyler Messenger, a very dangerous hitter. Went to the University of Texas. Prior to that was at Kansas. Here comes the 1-1 to the Big 12 product. And a check swing on a ball in the dirt. He did go around. The count now at 1-2. Jabril Jeter Abdullah, the field umpire, saying he went around. So count now 1-2. Still bases loaded. Here comes the pitch to Messenger. And that is swung on and missed. Went right back to the curveball. And Gonzalez picks up his first out of the inning. Fifth strikeout overall as he gets Messenger. So one out. Base is still loaded. Here's Parker Kelly, who struck out twice. As Gonzalez trying to get out of the inning without any more runs coming in. An RBI single from Ryan Ritter, an infield single, and then Jesus Bugarin, the RBI single. Here's the pitch, and Kelly, that's a strike. The count at 0-1. That was at 94 right there. So you can hear the Ports crowd a little bit antsy right now. A crucial situation. Here comes the 0-1. And that is swung on a miss. Back to the curveball, and it's 0-2. Another great curveball there from Gonzalez at 81 down in the zone. Kelly swung over the top of it. No balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch from Gonzalez. And back to the curveball, 3. Down and in. 6 strikeouts. Kelly has struck out 3 times this evening. 2 outs now, and here's Jesus Ordonez, bases loaded with 2 outs. And for the Grizzlies, this would be a big momentum swing for the Stockton squad. If Gonzalez can get out of this inning without any more damage. Here's the pitch, and it will get to the backstop, past Ewell. Here comes Ritter, he will score. It's now 6-1. A wild pitch. Baylor to third, Bugarin to second. That's another run for Fresno. They now lead 6-1. Runners at second and third now with 2 outs. The Grizzlies this year have not been very successful with the bases loaded. And a lot of the runs that come in are in place just like that. Wild pitches, hit by pitches, walks. That's how they get their runs with the bases loaded. Here's the 1-0, and that is high. The count at 2-0. 6-1 Fresno here in the top of the fifth inning. Amaral, Betancourt, and Ritter have each scored twice tonight. Very similar to what the Ports had the other evening with their top 4 batters in their lineup. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed, and the count at 2-1. Ordonez went after it. He's 0-2 tonight. It is a wild pitch, by the way, for Gonzalez scoring Ritter. 2-1 to Ordonez. Here's the pitch. And Ordonez fouls it off, and it's now 2-2. And Gonzalez, a big grunt right there at 93. 2-2. On the other side, Jordy Vargas trying to stay warm in that dugout. It's been a long inning so far for the lefty and Gonzalez. As here comes the 2-2 to Ordonez. And right to the breaking ball, called 3. What a job from James Gonzalez. Despite allowing 3 runs, he gets out of a bases-loaded jam with only 1 run scoring. We head to the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Bottom of the fifth inning, the Grizzlies lead the Ports 6-1. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts' website to learn how to book your next stay. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts' new amenities at a great low price, and they are waiting for you, the weary traveler. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fifth. As Jose Escorche will lead things off against the right-hander in Jordy Vargas. Jordy Vargas, one hit, a solo homer, and a walk so far for him. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander, and it's a changeup in there for a strike, and the count at 0-1. Vargas, three pitches. Here comes the 0-1. And it's a fastball in there, called a strike, and the count now at 0-2. Actually, back to the changeup, 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch to Escorche, and it goes the breaking ball in the dirt. Escorche swings and misses. The throw down to first in time for the out. Six strikeouts now for Vargas. It goes 2-3 on the putout. One away, and here comes third baseman Derek Salome, who has the only hit for the Ports, a solo homer, back in the third. Well, here at Banner Island Ballpark, right at the waterfront, that is swung on and missed the count at 0-1, back to a breaking ball. It opened in 2005, capacity 5,200, as here's the 0-1, swung on and missed another breaking ball, the count at 0-2. This ballpark, a little bit smaller than a lot of the other California League ballparks. It is 300 to left field, 399 to right center, 326 to right field. As here comes the 0-2 to Salome. And it is, I don't know where that missed. The count at 1-2. Good curveball there. And I think it actually confused a little bit of everybody. One ball, two strikes. Here comes the pitch from Vargas to Salome. He winds and deals. Here's the pitch. Back to the breaking ball. Called strike three. That curveball, disgusting. Seven Ks now for Jordy Vargas. Back-to-back Ks here in the fifth. He has struck out three straight, four of his last five batters. Last four outs, all strikeouts. And here comes B.J. Cook with two outs. Back to Banner Island Ballpark. Lots of outfield wall signage. The bullpen's out in left center field. The Ports bullpen on the left side. The Grizzlies bullpen on the right side. Here's the pitch, and that is high for a ball. The count at 1-0. The big video board out in left center field just beyond the bullpens. The American flag and the California flag flying high over that video board, as that's a strike. The count at 1-1 to B.J. Cook. 0-1 with a strikeout. Here comes the 1-1. And it's outside, and the count at 2-1. This ballpark, about 360, so you can walk all the way around. Check out the waterfront behind, which is what makes it really nice here at nighttime. Here comes the 2-1. It's fouled off. The count at 2-2. It gives a little bit of a breeze where you'll see a lot of wind out to center field. The Grizzlies dug out on the third base side. The Ports dug out on the first base side. And here with just one level, the fans really get a chance to be up close and personal, not only to the very short backstop, but also to the dugouts as well. The netting extends on both sides down to the ends of those dugouts. Good crowd here for Saturday Night Baseball. Lots of food on the concourse, includes pizza, burritos, of course your chicken tenders, fries. So here comes the 2-2 to B.J. Cook from Vargas. And time was called. I don't know who it was called by. I think it was Ordonez at the plate. So two balls, two strikes. And we're pretty much right near the fans where I can give fans a high five if I really wanted to. Here in our press box. Nice little setup here at Banner Island Ballpark. Here comes the 2-2, and it's fouled off. Both clubhouses down the right field line. You would have to go to the outside of the right field line. A couple grassy berms, so you can see some fans out enjoying this evening. Here at Banner Island Ballpark. Just a couple hour drive, 2 hours from Fresno. Here comes the 2-2. And it's a ground ball broken back to the second baseman, Perez, who charges the throw to first in time. And Jordy Vargas has a 1-2-3 fifth. We head to the top of the sixth inning. The Grizzlies lead the Ports 6-1. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's thorough good. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. We're in the top of the sixth inning. The Grizzlies lead the Ports 6-1. James Gonzalez's evening is done, as Dallas Wolfolk will take over on the bump. Gonzalez, 5 innings of work, allowed 6 runs, 5 earned, on 8 hits, 2 walks. He struck out 7. He also hit a batter. Gonzalez allowed 3 runs in the first, 3 runs in the fifth. Had a good innings 2 through 4, but the left-hander is done right now in line for the loss. And here comes the right-hander, Dallas Wolfolk, W-O-O-L-F-O-L-K. He's appearing in his 22nd game all out of the bullpen, an 0-3 record, an 11.84 ERA. He has 2 saves on the season. Here's Gene Perez to lead things off. Perez 0-2, and the first pitch is a fastball outside. The count at 1-0. Wolfolk, in his fourth professional season, 6'2", 238 pounds from Olive Branch, Mississippi. As that pitch is fouled off, the count at 1-1. Drafted in the 13th round by the Athletics in 2018, but he has suffered multiple arm injuries and finally seems to be healthy. Back with the Ports again, trying to stay healthy. Born in 1996. Here comes the 1-1 from the right-hander. And that's a high chopper to the third baseman, Salome, who's been busy. The long throw, it's high! And that will go past the first baseman, Schofield. Sam Perez will reach on the air from Salome. Another air on him. That is 3 errors on him alone. 4 errors on the Ports tonight. A runner at first, no one down. And here's Daniel Amaral. 1-2. A single, a walk, and 2 runs scored for Amaral. He's extended his hit streak to 7 games as well. We were talking about Banner Island Ballpark, a couple-hour drive from Fresno. So if you want to make the trek up, 2 hours, I recommend you do so. As Amaral squares to bunt, it goes outside. The count at 1-0 as Amaral brings the bat back. We've already had a couple Grizzlies fans come watch the Grizzlies take on the Ports, and it should be a great weekend of fun right before the 4th of July, as that is outside another bunt attempt. The count at 2-0 to Amaral. The Grizzlies are ending their 12-game road trip on Monday. 6 games in Modesto, 6 games here in Stockton. They'll return home to Chansey Park for a 6-game series against the San Jose Giants. Here's the 2-0 outside. It's now 3-0 to Amaral. The Grizzlies 6 games against the Giants back home before they will head into the All-Star break. More just a couple days off. There's no All-Star game here in the California League. Here comes the 3-0, and Amaral takes the strike all the way. The count at 3-1, and Amaral, when he takes the 3-0, backs up right near the edge of the batter's box. The count is now 3-1. It's the right-hander throwing a strike here to Amaral. Here comes the 3-1 offering. And it's a fly ball out to right field. Racing back's the right fielder. He looks up, watches it, and he makes the catch for the out. What a play right near the wall for Thomas. Perez had a scamper back to first, and Amaral is retired for the first out. And here comes the first baseman, Bryant Betancourt. 2 for 3, 2 doubles, an RBI, and 2 runs scored for Betancourt. He's had himself a great evening so far. As the Grizzlies lead 6-1. The Grizzlies back in town on July 4th, Independence Day, the 4th of July fireworks extravaganza. Here's the pitch to Betancourt. He swings and misses. The count at 0-1. It's presented by Cherchancy Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Post-game fireworks, the best in the Central Valley. Should be a great night of fun. As here comes the 0-1 to Bryant Betancourt. And it's in the dirt, and there goes the runner, Perez, for second, and he is thrown out by a mile. Perez read the ball in the dirt, got a late start, and he is thrown out by about 10 feet for the second out. So it goes 2-4 on the caught stealing. 2 outs now for Betancourt. That was not a good decision by Perez, who just took off late. He thought that ball got past the catcher in Yule. It was right at Yule's feet, and he made the perfect throw to second. That is outside. The count now 2-1 to Bryant Betancourt. But as we said, though, July 4th, besides post-game fireworks, we'll have a great national anthem singer. So here comes the 2-1, and it's outside. Now 3-1. Alyssa Danielle Witrado from The Voice Season 22, who is on Team Gwen Stefani, will sing the national anthem. 6:35 p.m. first pitch. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. That's a fly ball to deep right field. Will it stay fair? It just goes foul. It's 3-2 now as Betancourt was looking for a home run. He just missed one a little bit earlier to center field, and now that one to right field just went foul. It's now 3-2. Again, make sure you grab your tickets now, FresnoGrizzlies.com. Tickets are going fast. We're hoping for a sellout. So I recommend you grabbing your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Here's the 3-2, and it's a ground ball to the third baseman, Salome. Salome to first in time for the out. Despite an early error, Wolfolk a 1-2-3-6. We have the bottom of the 6. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. Bottom of the sixth inning, the Grizzlies lead the Port 6-1. Get ready for an electrifying experience at Cherchancy Gold's 2023 Sounds of Summer Concert Series. On July 29th, George Thorogood and the Destroyers' Bad All Over the World Tour, 50 Years of Rock, will be performing. Secure your tickets now. Go to CherchancyGold.com. You must be 21. Cherchancy Gold Resort and Casino, 24 karat fun. And We thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the sixth. Nelson Beltran will lead things off against the right-hander Jordy Vargas, who winds and deals. And the first pitch is a fastball right down the middle, and the count at 0-1. Here in the bottom of the sixth. Glad you could join us July 1st. Is that pitch a little bit low? The count now at 1-1 from Jordy Vargas. Beltran 0-1 this evening. As here comes the 1-1. And that is inside. And the count now at 2-2. We're talking promotions prior to the commercial. Here comes the 2-1 to Beltran. And it's fouled off. The count at 2-2. On Wednesday, July 5th, a 6:50 p.m. first pitch, game 2 of 6 between the Grizzlies and the San Jose Giants, single-A affiliate of the San Francisco Giants. It's What a Deal Wednesday, presented by Island Water Park. Here comes the 2-2 from Vargas over to Nelson Beltran, who winds and deals. And it swung on and missed, a curveball down in the zone. 8 Ks now for Vargas. He has now tied a season high in strikeouts. And here comes T.J. Schofield-Sam, who's 0-2. Vargas, of his past 6 outs, 5 of them via strikeout. Here comes the pitch from Vargas down in the zone. The count at 1-0. What a Deal Wednesday, presented by Island Water Park. 2 reserve tickets, 2 Island Water Park tickets, valid Monday through Thursday. 2 hot dogs and 2 sodas, over $120 value for just $34. That pitch will hit the seats. It goes foul just beyond the third baseman, Skylar Messenger. The count now at 1-1. On Thursday, July 6th, Tioga Thursdays and Fresbrolympics. Game 3 of 6 between the Grizzlies and the Giants. At 6:50 p.m. first pitch. 2 19.2-ounce Tioga beers for just $10. And here comes the 1-1 from Vargas. And it's a broken bat, I believe, in a shallow center field. And it will get down. Base hit for T.J. Schofield-Sam into no man's land. And that's just the second hit for Stockton. And the first time since the walk in the fourth for the Ports. As here comes Colby Thomas, who's 0-2. But again, 2 19.2-ounce Tioga beers for just $10. And then Fresbrolympics, a collaboration between the Grizzlies, Fresno Social Sports, and Fresbro. It will feature a tournament of games coordinated by Fresno Social Sports and Fresbro. As a check on Schofield-Sam, he's back safely. With the likes of Giant Beer Pong, Cornhole, and more, there will be 3 medal winners that will be awarded prior to the end of the baseball game and honored on the dugout top. As the pitch is inside to Thomas, the count at 1-0. There'll be other in-game skits throughout the game based around the Fresbrolympics theme. Fans who attend the game can compete. Here comes the 1-0, and that is inside and high. The count at 2-0. The Grizzlies and Fresbro at Fresbro, F-R-E-S-B-R-O, on Instagram will post more info on the competition side of things as the event gets closer. Most competitions will take place in the cantina inside the ballpark. The 2-0 is a cold strike on the outside part of the plate. The count at 2-1. That's on Thursday, July 6th. On Friday, July 7th, game 4 of 6 between the Grizzlies and the Giants. 6:50 p.m. first pitch. It's healthcare and first responders night. As here comes the 2-1, and that's a high fly ball out to left center field. Amaral, the left fielder, looks like he has a read on it. He will make the catch for the second out. Schofield-Sam will scamper back to first. 2 outs now, and here's Henry Bolte 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts. Healthcare and First Responders Night presented by Central California Faculty and Medical Group. There'll be Friday night fireworks and a community outreach night presented by Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. $10 field box tickets for all healthcare workers and first responders, as that's a cold strike to Bolte, the count at 0-1. There'll also be taco trucks and, of course, Friday night fireworks. Come grab your tickets now. On Saturday, July 8th, Military Appreciation Night for Game 5 of 6 between the Grizzlies and the Giants. $10 field box tickets for all active and former military. Thank you for your service. The count is 1-1 to Henry Bolte. Here comes the pitch from Vargas. A check swing in the dirt. The count now at 2-1. Now, I grew up in Colorado Springs, Colorado, right near the Air Force Academy. You also had Fountain Fort Carson, the base right there in Fort Carson. You had a lot of, I had a lot of friends that went into the military. My grandparents both served, so that will be a fun night on Saturday, July 8th, as here comes pitching coach Mark Brewer for a mound visit. And then finally on July 9th to wrap up the six-game series against the Giants, a 5:05 p.m. first pitch. Pre-game catch on the field. Come join us for some catch before the game starts from 4:05 p.m. to 4:35 p.m. It's also a Save Mart Sunday, and kids run the bases with free ice cream from Producers Dairy. The Fresno Social, Splash Park, Water Slides, Bounce Houses, everyone runs the bases post-game and more. That is for every game of the six-game series against the San Jose Giants. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. It'll start Tuesday, July 4th, and will run to Sunday, July 9th. The single-A affiliate of the San Francisco Giants, the San Jose Giants, will be in town. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Here comes the 2-1, and it is low for a ball. And the count now at 3-1 to Bolte. Runner at first with two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. 6-1, Grizzlies lead the Ports. Vargas comes set. Check on the runner. He's back safely again. The count remains at 3-1. Stay tuned for scores around the California League. There's a wild game going on in Excite Ballpark tonight between the Nuts and the Giants. As here comes the pitch, and it is low, ball four. Schofield Sam will head up to second. Bolte draws the two-out walk. Second walk by Vargas. And here comes Cooper Ewell, who's 0-1 with a walk. Visalia Rancho Cucamonga still playing both those games in the ninth inning. And then, of course, Lake Elsinore and Inland Empire, they just wrapped up their game as well. Runners at first and second, two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. Stay tuned for scores around the California League, and also stay tuned for our postgame show tonight. Should be a lot of fun as the Grizzlies and the Ports continue this series tomorrow evening for game 5 of 6 here at Banner Island Ballpark. The Grizzlies wrapping up this 12-game road trip on Monday, and that will do it for Jordy Vargas. Here comes manager Steve Solis. They will take the right-hander here in the sixth inning. All right, we'll be back right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at chuckchanseygold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We are still in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Grizzlies lead the Ports 6-1. The Ports have runners at first and second, but there's two outs as Jordy Vargas will leave the game in line for the win and gives the ball to left-hander Carson Skipper. Vargas's line is not done yet as the left-hander looks to end the inning against Cooper Ewell, who's 0-1 with a walk back in the fourth. Schofield Sam, the runner at second, he singled. Henry Bolte drew a two-out walk. He's the runner at first. Here's the pitch, and it's a called strike. And the count at 0-1 from Carson Skipper. Skipper is 6'2", 211 pounds, wears number 32 on the back of his gray jersey. Skipper, 23 years old, from Birmingham, Alabama. As the 0-1 is swung on and missed down in the zone, the count at 0-2. Skipper, an 11th-round draft pick out of Auburn by the Rockies in 2022, an SEC powerhouse. This count is 0-2. Here comes the pitch from Skipper, and it's a blooper in a right field, a base hit. This should score a run, and it does. An RBI single for Cooper Ewell. As Schofield Sam scores, it's now 6-2. Ewell goes after the 0-2 and puts it out of right field. Bolte hustles to third. Schofield Sam scores. That is the second hit of the inning and a run as well. That will go to the line of Vargas. Two outs, still runners at first and third. And here's Cameron Masterman, 0-2 with two strikeouts. Three hits now for the Ports. They've scored two runs. That is outside of Masterman. The count at 1-0 from Carson Skipper, born on August 12, 1999. As we said, an SEC powerhouse in Auburn. Well, the SEC won the College World Series this year. LSU defeating SEC competitor in Florida. The best of three series. LSU destroying the Gators in a decisive game three. Here comes a 3-0, and it's swung on and missed. The count at 3-1. Skipper has been outstanding this season. Skipper has only three walks and 36 strikeouts over 24 and two-thirds innings of work. He's appearing in his 21st game all out of the pen. Here's the 3-1 inside. Actually, I thought it was 3-1. It might be 2-1 now. The count was wrong on the scoreboard. Now it's 3-1. Skipper 0-2, a 4.01 ERA. That is swung on and missed. And it's now three balls and two strikes. Skipper has six holds this year. As you said, three walks compared to 36 strikeouts as he looks to get out of this inning without any more damage. 6-2 now the Grizzlies lead the Ports here in the sixth. Here's the 3-2, and it's chopped foul. We'll do it again with the same count. As we are now the last game remaining in single A this evening. As all three games are now finished up in the California League. Three balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. And a fly ball, right center field, and this will score a run. Here comes the possible second as Boo Green has trouble in center. It's a two RBI double for Cameron Masterman. It's now 6-4. So Masterman, a two RBI double to right center field. Ewell hustling all the way from first. Bolte scored easily. Three runs now this inning. Third hit as well. One run to Vargas. One run now to Skipper, runner at second with two outs. Here's Jose Escorche, who's 0-2. So that ends the evening for Vargas. Tough way for Vargas to end his evening as that pitch is high. The count at 1-0. Vargas now finishes 5 2/3. Three runs all earned on two hits, two walks. He struck out eight, tying a season high. Here's the 1-0, and that is fouled off, and the count now at 1-1. As all of a sudden, the Ports bats have come alive here with two outs. A walk, a single, and a double this evening. This inning, excuse me. Salome had a homer. He's on deck. Here's the 1-1, and that is swung on and missed in the dirt. The count now at 1-2, and Masterman picks up two big RBI in his first double since joining the Ports. The crowd here at Banner Island Ballpark getting loud. As now the Ports have four runs. It's 6-4. Here's the 1-2, and it swung on and missed. Good pitch from Skipper, and that ends the inning. But not before the Ports scored three runs on three hits, an RBI single from Cooper Ewell, a two RBI double from Cameron Masterman. We head to the seventh. The Grizzlies now lead 6-4. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FreshGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There's truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. We're in the top of the seventh inning. The Grizzlies, they lead the Ports by a score of 6-4 now, as Ryan Ritter's 1-for-2 will stride to the plate, an RBI single and two runs scored for him against Dallas Wolfolk, who's back out for his second inning of work. And the first pitch is a called strike. The count at 0-1. As Carson Skipper got out of the inning, but a couple runs scoring from the left-hander. As here comes the 0-1 to Ritter, and that's a line drive, and it is into left field, a base hit. He beat the shift again. The shortstop, and Cook was pretty much playing next to the third baseman, and somehow Ritter still had a single to left. Ritter has now reached base four times tonight. Two singles, a hit by pitch, and an error. Fresno now has nine hits. And here's Jamari Baylor, who's reached base three times. A single, a double, and a walk. Here in the top of the seventh inning. Here's the pitch, and it's inside of Baylor. The count at 1-0. Final line again for Jordy Vargas for the Grizzlies, by the way. 5 2/3. Two hits, three runs, three earned. Two walks, eight Ks, tying a season high in strikeouts. As that pitch is outside. The count now at 2-0 here to Jamari Baylor. Jamari Baylor batting .344, four homers. His OPS still over 1,000. Here comes the 2-0. And it is a called strike. The count at 2-1. Baylor was traded from the Phillies to the Rockies a couple months ago for cash considerations. A former third-round draft pick and prospect in the Phillies organization. Did not pan out, now in the Rockies system, as a 2-1 is swung on and missed. The count now at 2-2. Has already won a California League Player of the Week in his first week with the Grizzlies. Runner at first with no one down here in the top of the seventh. Here's the pitch. Inside, it almost hits Baylor. And the count now full. Three balls and two strikes. Is Ritter baiting a throw right now from Ewell? Three balls, two strikes now. So Grizzlies trying to get the offense going once again. It's now a two-run game as DePort scoring three runs in the bottom of the sixth. Here's the pitch, and a fly ball out to right field. Ritter now is going to have to scamper back to first. It is caught. Here's the throw to first, not in time. The right fielder and Thomas making the play. Baylor's retired for the first time. Ritter back to first. One out, and here comes the center fielder, Jesus Bugarin. 1-for-3, an RBI single back in the fifth inning. Here in the top of the seventh inning, Ports will have 7-8-9 coming up in their lineup as Escort Chase struck out from Skipper to end the frame. That pitch in the dirt, good stop from Yule. The count at 1-0. So Grizzlies trying to score some more runs here. This is a very tough Ports team. This is one of the better Ports teams we've seen over the years. I know the record at 28-44 doesn't say much, but this was a team that started 3-18 to start the year. Here comes the 1-0. And there's a fly ball out to left field. Racing back is Beltran, and he won't get there. Extra bases for Bougarin. Here's the throw to the dish to get Ritter. Not in time. Ritter doesn't slide, but he's in there safely. And Jesus Bougarin has an RBI double. Back-to-back games with an RBI double. He now has two hits and two RBI. Ritter now scores on the play. Bougarin has 16 RBI now in his 8-game hit streak. So Ritter scores his third run of the game. It's now 7-4 Fresno. As Bougarin, the RBI double. He's now 5 doubles on the year, 2 over his past 2 nights. He had 2 earlier this year on April 7th at San Jose. So he's only had doubles in 4 different games this year. So now here's Messenger with 1 out, a runner at second. And that is outside, and the count at 1-0. So an RBI double, second hit of the inning. A run as well. It's now 7-4 here in the seventh. Here comes the 1-0. And that is a breaking ball in there for a strike. The count at 1-1. Messenger has reached base twice. He's 1-for-3, though. A single back in the fourth, reached on an error in the first inning, struck out back in the fifth. Here comes the pitch from the righty, and it's low. The count now at 2-1. Runner at second is Bougarin with one out here in the seventh inning. The Grizzlies lead 7-4. Glad you could join us this evening. Stay tuned for scores around the California League. Here's the pitch, and that's a fly ball drifting way foul. And the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. As the Grizzlies lead 7-4. If the game ends just like this, it'll be the fourth straight game, as all four games in this series will be 3-run wins for the winning team. Here comes the 2-2 to Messenger. And it is high for a ball, and the count now at 3 balls and 2 strikes. So the Grizzlies trying to get something going here to start their July. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Runner at second, 7-4 Fresno. Here's the pitch, and it is outside, ball four. Messenger is on for the third time. He walks. Third walk by Stockton pitching. Runners at first and second with one out. Here's Parker Kelly, who has struck out 3 times, and they're going to pinch hit for Kelly with Jake Snyder. So be a pinch hitter here as Jake Snyder will stride to the plate. Snyder will pinch hit. He is on a 6-game hit streak, his second longest hit streak this season. It's a mound visit right here, as they're going to try to talk about how they're going to face Jake Snyder. Runners at first and second with one out. So now Jake Snyder will stride to the plate. As the mound visit is over between the pitching coach and Gabriel Osuna and the right-hander Dallas Wolfolk. So here's Jake Snyder now pinch hitting for Parker Kelly. As the Grizzlies trying to hold on in this one. Runners at first and second, one out. Jake Snyder has done a little bit of everything in this hit streak for him, including a triple, a lot of runs, a couple stolen bases as well. Here comes the pitch to Snyder. And it's inside, the count of 1-0. Last night, Snyder hit third, and when I got the lineup from manager Steve Solis and I saw that Snyder was hitting third, the big question was, how is Snyder going to react? First time in pro ball, he's hit third, as that pitch is outside, the count at 2-0, and Snyder enjoyed it. It's always fun watching your three-hole hitter put down a perfect bunt for a base hit. Doesn't happen much in baseball, but the Grizzlies, they're not like any other team. Here comes the 2-0, and it is inside now 3-0. as Jesus Ordonez on deck. As the Grizzlies trying to add on here, they lead 7-4. Here comes the 3-0. And it is inside, ball four, and the bases are loaded for Jesus Ordonez. Bugarin to third. Messenger to second. Snyder will hustle to first. Four walks now, two by the right-hander Woolfolk in this inning. So bases loaded, one out. And here's Ordonez, who's 0-3, and that will do it for the right-hander, as we'll have a new pitcher out of the Ports pen. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV. We'll be back.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's thorough good. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We are in the top of the seventh inning still. The Grizzlies have the bases loaded, one out. They lead the Port 7-4. Jesus Ordonez, who's 0-3, will stride to the plate against the new Ports pitcher, right-hander Charlie Cherney. C-E-R-N-Y. Cherney takes over. Second time we've seen him in this series. 18th game for him out of the bullpen. A 2-2 record, an 8.10 ERA against Jesus Ordonez. Here's the pitch, and it's in the dirt. The count at 1-0. Cherney is 6'5", 220 pounds from Bloomington, Illinois. A 7th-round draft pick in 2018 by the Athletics. Here comes the 1-0 to Ordonez, and that's a fly ball foul on the count now. And that one ball and one strike. Cherney was outstanding just the other night out of the Ports pen. Cherney on Wednesday, two scoreless innings, two hits, two walks, 1K. Here comes the 1-1, and that is a ground ball, and it goes foul on the count now at 1-2 to Ordonez. The runner at third is Bugarin. He has an RBI double this inning. Skyler Messenger, the runner at second, he walked. The runner at first is Jake Snyder. The pinch hitter walked as well. So Ducks on the pond, one out here in the seventh. The Grizzlies trying to extend their 7-4 lead. Here comes the 1-2. And a fly ball foul. And we'll do it again with the same count. There is nobody in either bullpen. So it looks like it will be Carson Skipper's bottom of the seventh as the Grizzlies trying to hold on and win their third game of four in this series. Here's the 1-2, and it's fouled off again. The Grizzlies, this is where they love to score runs in the seventh inning. They've already scored one so far. This year, the Grizzlies have scored 35% of their runs in their final three innings, 7-9. 143 runs of 404 total, as that's a ground ball foul, and we'll do it again at 1-2. Good battle ensuing between Ordonez and Cherney. The Grizzlies, seventh inning this year, they have scored 61 runs here in the seventh inning. The fifth inning is second. They scored three runs in the fifth. They scored one run here in the seventh so far, looking to add on more. So 144 of 411 have been scored in innings 7 through 9. Here comes the 1-2, Torradóniez. And it is high for a ball. And the count now at 2-2. Bases loaded. One out here in the seventh inning. The Grizzlies, their bullpen is outstanding the month of June. And now we'll have to trust them later in this contest as well. Starter Jordy Vargas going 5 2/3. As that's a fly ball, left center field. This will clear the bases into the left field, left center field corner. Here comes Snyder. There'll be no throw as Jesus Ordonez, the back pick to second. The ball gets away. Ordonez will go to third. And just like that, Ordonez makes it 10-4 Fresno. Ordonez, a bases clearing double. And the Grizzlies have a 6-run lead. Ordonez, 3 RBI. Snyder scores from first. Messenger scores from second. Bugarin scores from third. 3 runs on the double. Those will be charged to the right-hander Woolfolk. And then up to third was Ordonez on an error as well. So all those runs will be given to the right-hander Woolfolk, who allows 4 runs. And that hit to Cherney. So now a runner at third with one out. And that is popped foul by Gene Perez, who's 0-3. So the Grizzlies now lead 10-4. They have scored 4 runs here in the seventh. 147 of 414 have scored in innings 7 through 9. Here's the 0-1. And that's a fly ball left center field. And that ball will be down. Extra bases for Gene Perez. And he has an RBI double. 11-4 Fresno. And the Grizzlies are roaring here in the seventh. Perez, an RBI double. That is his 4th RBI of the season. Ordonez scores 5 runs on 4 hits. There's still only 1 out, and here comes Daniel Amaral. By the way, it was a throwing error by the shortstop. B.J. Cook is what they were ruling for Ordonez to get to third. As here comes Amaral, and that pitch is called a strike on the inside part of the plate. The count at 0-1. Stockton has 5 errors tonight. But the Grizzlies, 10 runs on 11 hits. The count is 0-1 to Amaral, and the inning's still continuing. Here comes the pitch. And that's a high chopper. It's going to be a tough play. Amaral's got speed. The bare hand, the throw by Cherney. It's high, and Amaral is, I believe, safe. They haven't seen a call yet, but I believe he beat it out. Perez to third. Amaral is still at first base. I believe he has an infield single. That was going to be a tough play to get the speedster in Amaral. 5 hits now for Fresno this inning. The 9th batter now to the dish. So first and third, 1 out still. And here's Betancourt, who's 2-for-4, 2 doubles, an RBI, and 2 runs. And the Grizzlies now lead 11-4 in this contest. So 11 runs on 12 hits. 5 Stockton errors. That's the most errors by a Grizzlies opponent this season. So Fresno, 11 runs. By the way, the Grizzlies, with now double-digit runs tonight, if they hold on to win tonight, their last 5 wins, and tonight would make it 6 wins in a row with double-digit run wins. So here's Betancourt now. And Betancourt, ground ball, base hit to right field. That will score a run. From first to third goes Amaral. Betancourt, an RBI single, and the Grizzlies have batted around here in the seventh. An RBI single for Bryant Betancourt. Amaral goes to third. That will score Perez. 6 runs on 6 hits this inning. And now here comes shortstop Ryan Ritter. So first and third, still only one out. Make sure you change it on your scorebooks to continue in the seventh inning. As Fresno has batted around here in the seventh with only one out still. And here's Ritter, who singled and scored his first time up. Here's the pitch. And that is a called strike. Good off-speed pitch. The count at 0-1. So Betancourt now is 3-for-5 with 2 RBI and 2 runs. The Grizzlies now, as that's a ground ball to the third baseman. Offline, the throw is put on in time for the out. So ground ball to the third baseman in Salome. He makes the play over to first. Amaral scores. Betancourt goes up to second, and Ritter is retired. It goes 5-3. It does score a run as well. That's another run. So Fresno extends their lead here. Now 2 outs. Runner at second. And here's Jamari Baylor, who flew out here in this inning. He's reached base 3 times as well. He is the only Grizzlies batter to not score a run, as the first pitch is low. The count at 1-0. So ground out, third baseman Derek Salome to first baseman TJ Schofield Sam. Amaral scores. There's another RBI for Ryan Ritter. He's now got 2 tonight. So Ritter, as that is outside, the count at 2-0 to Baylor. Ritter now 57 RBI. 11th batter this inning. The Grizzlies lead 13-4. They have scored 7 runs this inning. Here comes the 2-0. And Baylor inside, ball 3. 3 balls, no strikes. The Grizzlies here at Banner Island Ballpark scored 12 runs in the 8th inning the last time they were here. That was on a Sunday. They have added 7 here tonight, looking to add on more. And there comes the 3-0. Outside, ball 4, and Baylor draws the walk. So Baylor reaches base for the 4th time, a pair of walks for him. 5 walks now for Stockton pitching. Still 2 outs, runners at 1st and 2nd. And here's Jesus Bouguerin, who had an RBI double and a run this inning already. He's got 2 RBI tonight as well, 2-for-4. The Grizzlies have 14 hits tonight. Bouguerin can expand this lead even more. Here comes the pitch from Cherney. And it's a ground ball to the shortstop, B.J. Cook. They will go the short way to second, and that ends the inning. But the Grizzlies score 7 runs after they bring 12 batters to the dish. The Grizzlies lead 13-4 as we head to the stretch here in Stockton. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We are in the bottom of the 7th inning. The Grizzlies all over the ports, 13-4. Carson Skipper will take on Derek Salome to lead things off. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. Here's the first pitch from Skipper to Salome. It is outside. The count at 1-0. We'd like to thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the seventh. Here comes the 1-0 from Skipper. In there for a strike. And the count at 1-1 to Derek Salome. As the Grizzlies lead 13-4. A seven-run seventh inning. As that is swung on and missed. The count at 1-2 to Salome, who's 1-for-2. A solo homer back in the third. By the way, defensively for Fresno, moving from left to right is Daniel Amaral. His time is called at the dish by Salome. So Jake Snyder now out in left field. So Snyder in left. Amaral moves from left to right field. As that's a high chopper to the shortstop, Ritter. Ritter gobbles it up over to first in time. And it goes 6-3. Salome retired. And here comes the shortstop, B.J. Cook, who's 0-2. So one out now. As we see Daniel Amaral, number 25, out in right field. The Grizzlies all over the ports this evening. Here comes the pitch. And it swung on and missed. Good breaking ball down the zone. The count at 0-1 from Carson Skipper. As the Grizzlies have done a little bit of everything correctly tonight. Now just have to hold on to this one as that is swung on and missed. The count now at 0-2. It's time to give you scores around the California League. Let's start with the game in San Jose. It was an exciting game in Excite Ballpark as the Giants defeat the Modesto Nuts 12-11. The Giants winning just their second game here in the second half as that is swung on and missed. Two outs now as Cook down on strike. Second strikeout for Skipper. And with two away, here comes Nelson Beltran. The winning pitcher was Rodriguez, 3-2. The loss to Perez, 0-1. Modesto had a 6-0 lead after their first two innings. But San Jose, four runs in the bottom of the second. The Modesto, two runs in the fourth. They led 8-4. As that's a strike to Beltran, the count at 0-1. San Jose responded with three runs in the fourth, so it was 8-7. Modesto added three in the fifth, making it 11-7. But San Jose, a run in the seventh, made it 11-8. Then four runs in the bottom of the eighth. They hold on to win 12-11. 23 runs on 25 hits in the game. As that pitch is low, the count at 2-1 to Nelson Beltran. Gabriel Gonzalez, his sixth homer of the year. That was off of Nomar Medina. For San Jose, two homers for Dylan Rosario. As that's a called strike to Beltran. Count now at 2-2. And then O'Neill Perez. As here's the pitch, and it's chopped foul. Count at 2-2. Or not O'Neill Perez, excuse me. Thomas Gavello had three hits. Rosario had two home runs, though. And also home run for Ramos. And that was in the eighth inning, a three-run homer. So Rosario and Ramos both homering in the eighth inning as the Giants came back to beat the Modesto Nuts. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here to Beltran. Here's the pitch from Skipper, and it's high. The count at 3-2. So Rosario in that eight-hole spot. Two hits, four RBI, two runs. Gavello had three hits. Otremba had two hits. Ramos had five RBI on three hits. He had two doubles as well. Here's the 3-2, and it is called strike three, and a 1-2-3 inning for Carson Skipper as we head to the eighth. The Grizzlies lead 13-4. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's thoroughgood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There's truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. Top of the eighth inning, the Grizzlies lead the Ports 13-4 as Skylar Messenger will lead things off here in the eighth inning. Messenger has reached base three times, a single, a walk, an error. He has scored once as well. He was one of seven runs in the seventh inning for the Grizzlies. Here's a pitch from Charlie Cherney. It's a called strike, the count at 0-1. So San Jose defeats Modesto 12-11. So the Giants win their second game here in the second half. Modesto now at 3-4 as that pitch is outside to Messenger. The count at 1-1. Let's head over to Lake Elsinore and Inland Empire. By the way, we're doing scores around the California League here in the top of the eighth inning. And the Storm shutting out the 66ers 8-0. Here's the 1-1. And that's a called strike. The count at 1-2. And Inland Empire, who led all of single A in batting average in June, they were shut out to open up their July. They only had three hits. As Williams was fantastic, picking up his first win of the season. Here comes the 1-2 to Messenger, and that is fouled off. So Williams 1-4, the loss to Mason Albright, 6-4. The save to Castillo, his first. Lake Elsinore scored seven runs in the first inning, very similar to what the Grizzlies just did to Stockton. For Lake Elsinore, as that is high, the count now at 2-2. They had a home run from Duarte in the first inning and from Verdugo, that was in the fifth. Duarte's first, Verdugo's second. Roseman Verdugo, the shortstop prospect in the Padres system. Here comes the 2-2. And Messenger, line drive, base hit to right field. Inside out that pitch. And Messenger is on for the fourth time, his second hit of the game. And the Grizzlies continue to hit tonight. Five hits now allowed by Cherney. 15 hits now for Fresno. And here comes Jake Snyder, who walked and scored in his only plate appearance so far. Came in as a pinch hitter. But Lake Elsinore also had a double from Linares, a double from Dorsching, a double from Vogt, and a triple from Kai Murphy at the top of the lineup, who had three hits. As that pitch is outside, the count at 1-0 to Snyder. Murphy was the only batter with multi-hits. Duarte, three RBI. Everyone else had one hit except Zavala. But he walked twice from the three spot. As that is low to Snyder, the count now at 2-0. So Lake Elsinore, everyone got in on the fun. So Lake Elsinore beats Inland Empire 8-0. The Storm now, they are 3-5 in the second half. Inland Empire 4-4. Here comes the 2-0 to Jake Snyder. And it's a fly ball out to center field, and it'll be caught by the center fielder Bolte on the run for the first out. Snyder was right on it, but unfortunately, Bolte playing perfectly for the first out. As here comes Jesus Ordonez, a bases-clearing double back in the seventh inning. So Ordonez 1-4. Finally, let's go over to Rancho Cucamonga, where the Rawhide defeated the Quakes 6-2. A six-run sixth for the Rawhide. The difference maker. The winning pitcher was Cabrera's 4-5. As that's a ground ball off the pitcher in Cherney. The throw to first in time. Up to second goes Messenger. Now they're going to have to check on Cherney to make sure he's okay. Goes 1-3. Ordonez retired. And here comes Gene Perez, an RBI double and a run back in the seventh. He's 1-4. So two outs now. The losing pitcher was Campos. He is 5-4. Visalia had a bunch of doubles. Jose Fernandez, his ninth double of the year. Benitez, his second. Cabral, his sixth. Conticello, his 13th. Rojas, his 13th. Huerta had a home run, his second of the series. But it was too late as the Quakes lose 6-2. So the Quakes now at 5-2 in the second half. Visalia at 3-4. Here's the 0-1 to Perez. It's now 0-2. Actually, it's 0-1, I believe. I looked up, and all of a sudden, there was two strikes. It might have been an automatic strike. I might have missed one. Here comes the pitch to Perez from the right-hander, Cherney. And it swung on a miss, and that will end the inning. So Cherney does strike out Perez. We must have missed a pitch right there. But the Grizzlies come up empty in the eighth. They still lead by 9. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball Stream, guys. FreshGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We are in the bottom of the eighth inning. The Grizzlies all over the ports. 13-4 as Tyler Hoffman will take over for Carson Skipper here in the eighth inning. As here comes TJ Schofield-Sam, who's 1-for-3, a single and a run. As Hoffman will take over. Hoffman, a tough last appearance here against the ports. We allowed 3 runs. On a pair of walks and a hit by pitch. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. And it is in there for a strike. The count at 0-1. So Carson Skipper, his night is done. The left-hander worked 1 1/3 innings. He allowed 2 hits and 1 run. It was earned. Here comes the 0-1 from Hoffman. It's outside. The count at 1-1. No walks for Skipper. He struck out 3. So now he has 39 strikeouts. And only 3 walks this year. 39 strikeouts, 3 walks. As that's a line drive, base hit to right field. Schofield-Sam now 2-for-4 from the leadoff spot. As he gets on, that's only the 5th hit for the ports. As here comes Colby Thomas, who's 0-for-3 with a pair of flyouts. But so Skipper again, 39 strikeouts now compared to 3 walks, a 13-1 ratio. That's unbelievable. He's worked 26 innings. So now here's Tyler Hoffman as the first pitch is high to Thomas, the count at 1-0. Hoffman is appearing in his 22nd game all out of the pen, a 2-1 record, a 6.53 ERA for the right-hander. Here comes the 1-0. And it is just outside, and the count at 2-0. Hoffman, 6 feet, 182 pounds. He's 23 years old from Mobile, Alabama. A 17th round draft pick by the Rockies in 2022 out of Tulane. As here comes the 2-0. And that is swung on and missed. Good fastball there from Hoffman. The count at 2-1. Hoffman, 95 right there. Not the biggest frame in Tyler Hoffman, but he can really throw that fastball. So here comes the 2-1 to Thomas, and it will skip in there for a ball. The count now at 3-1. Schofield Sam at first base as the Grizzlies lead 13-4 tonight. Fresno pitching has struck out 11 so far in the four games of this series. The Grizzlies have struck out 48 total Stockton batters. Here's a 3-1 fly ball, right center field. Here goes the ball, and it goes off the wall. Extra bases for Colby Thomas. He has a stand-up double. As the center fielder, Boo Green, I thought he had a good play on it initially. Schofield Sam to third. Thomas now 1-for-4. He has a double. Now six hits for the Ports, and here comes Henry Bolte, who walked and scored back in the sixth. The runners at second and third, no one down. As Hoffman having issues, he's throwing strikes, but when he has, it's been hit for hits. 21st double for Colby Thomas. By the way, Thomas right up there with Ryan Ritter all over the California League hitting leaderboard. Both guys may not be here much longer. So Hoffman will look in against Henry Bolte now, with six homers this year. Here comes the pitch, and that's a called strike. The count at 0-1. Make sure you stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's contest and what to expect tomorrow for Game 5 of 6. The Grizzlies and Ports continue their series. Here comes the 0-1, and that's a strike. And the count now at 0-2 to Bolte. Good pitch there from Hoffman on the inside part of the plate. 95 miles per hour. What does Hoffman throw here to Bolte? Here comes the 0-2. Here's the pitch, and it is low for a ball. The count at 1-2. Good spot right there from Hoffman. 87 miles per hour on the off speed. The Grizzlies bullpen went 9-0 in the month of June. 14 holds, 10 saves, and 12 chances. Struck out 117 over 103.2 innings, and there is a strikeout of Bolte, a big one for Hoffman. First out of the inning, 12 strikeouts now by Fresno pitching. And here comes Cooper Ewell, who is 1-for-2, an RBI single and a run back in the sixth inning. As Ewell will take on Tyler Hoffman. Here in the eighth inning, Hoffman will come set. Here comes the pitch to Ewell. And it is low for a ball. The count at 1-0. So one ball, no strikes. One out. Runners at second and third. The infield is playing back here for Fresno as they lead by 9. Here's the pitch. And a check swing. Did he go around? He did, and the count at 1-1. Cooper Ewell not happy with that call, but that's a tough pitch to lay off of Hoffman inside on the hands. The count at 1-1, and the crowd not happy with it at all. Manager Gregorio Petit giving his 2 cents again tonight. Petit has argued all evening on a couple different calls. One ball, one strike, one out. Hoffman will come set around the face. Now around the belt. Here comes his 1-1. And that is outside. The count now at 2 balls and a strike from Hoffman. Tyler Hoffman this year has had a couple really good outings. One of those outings came against the Stockton Ports on May 25th. He struck out the side in a clean ninth inning. 2 balls, 1 strike. Here's the pitch. And it is low for a ball. And the count now at 3-1. Earned the win after 2 scoreless innings, striking out 3 on April 14th against these Ports as well. Earned his second win of the season after a 1-2-3 ninth, in which Fresno came back to win on a walk-off wild pitch on May 14th versus Visalia. Here comes the 3-1, and that is fouled off. And it's 3-2, and it hit Ordonez. As he jumps up a little bit in pain. The count now at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Runners at second and third with 1 out here in the bottom of the 8th. Shout out to the world's best girlfriend listening back in Fresno, California, and Ben Hensley listening in as well. Thanks for tuning in tonight as the Grizzlies lead the Ports 13-4. In the bottom of the eighth, runners at second and third with one out. Hoffman, three balls, two strikes to Cooper Yule. Here comes the 3-2. By the way, Yule is actually one for one tonight, not one for two. Here comes the 3-2. And it's outside and gets to the backstop. This will score a run. It's now 13-5. Schofield Sam scores on the wild pitch on the walk as well. So Thomas now to third. Yule reaches on the walk. A wild pitch as well. So a run and a walk. So first and third with one out. And here comes Cameron Masterman, who's one for three, a two RBI double back in the sixth. And it's, I believe that's manager Steve Solis coming to talk to Tyler Hoffman. I don't know what's being said right now, but usually it's something you don't usually see often. Is the manager coming to talk to his pitcher? I think Hoffman, back-to-back outings where nothing has really gone to plan for him. I think it's more of just a confidence boost right there from manager Steve Solis. So here's Masterman now. He's batting 167 over his past two games here with the Ports. But the two RBI double back in the sixth. Ports still trail 13-5 as Hoffman's first pitch is a called strike. The count at 0-1, 95 from the right-hander. No balls, one strike. Here comes the pitch from Hoffman. And it is a line drive out to center field. Bougarin makes the catch. He will throw it in as that will score a run. It's now 13-6 on the sacrifice fly for Masterman. He's got three RBI tonight now. Staying at first is Yule as Thomas comes in to score. Second run of the inning. So now it's 13-6. Two outs with a runner at first. Here's Jose Escorche 0-3. Escorche, a very dangerous hitter in the middle of this Ports lineup. Here comes the pitch. And a ground ball to the second baseman, Perez. Going to be a tough play. The sidearm throw in time for the out. Hoffman gets out of the frame with two runs scoring. 13-6 Fresno as we head to the ninth. You're listening to Grizzlies baseball stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and SPY 2023.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There is truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Top of the ninth inning, the Grizzlies lead the Ports 13-6. Daniel Amaral will lead things off against a new pitcher for the Stockton Ports. It's right-hander number 21, Franyelson Rodriguez, as he takes over for Charlie Cherney. Amaral 2-for-4, 3 runs scored tonight. Here's the pitch, and it's inside, and it almost hits Amaral, and actually it did, as he will take the base. And Rodriguez was like, oh, he got hit? A little confused right there, but Amaral will scamper down to first base. That's the second hit by pitch tonight for Stockton. So a runner at first with no one down, and here comes Bryant Betancourt. Franielson Rodriguez, second time we've seen him in this series. So Cherney's line is done, 1 2/3 of work for him. Now here's Betancourt, first pitch to Betancourt inside, the count at 1-0. Betancourt, 3-for-5 tonight. He has two doubles, two RBIs, and two runs scored, 2-2-2. Here comes the 1-0 to Betancourt. And that is a ground ball up the middle. The shortstop, Cook. This is a double play. 6-3 as Taylor made as they come. So two outs now as Betancourt is retired. He's now 3-for-6. And here comes Ryan Ritter, who has reached base four times tonight, including a pair of singles. He's also scored three runs. By the way, for Cherney, 1 2/3 innings, allowed five hits, three runs, three earned. He had one walk and one strikeout. Here's the pitch to Ritter. It swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. So again, 1 2/3. Five hits, three runs, three earned. One walk, 1K. Here comes the 0-1 to Ritter. And Ritter takes it outside. The count at 1-1-1. Ryan Ritter is homered in back-to-back games. He has three homers in his last two games. He has not homered tonight yet, so we'll see if he takes 1 yard right now. As here comes the 1-1 from Rodriguez. And it is inside. The count at 2-2-1 to Ryan Ritter. 2-for-4, batting .302 now. He has homered in back-to-back games three times this year. As here comes the 2-1. And Ritter, ground ball, that is right in that 5-6 hole. The third baseman, Salome, and it goes offline once again. Ritter will reach on an error. Six errors and four by Salome tonight. I think the catcher is just going to tag Ritter just in case he is safe. So Ritter reaches on the error, fifth time he has reached base tonight. Twice on an error by the third baseman. That is now six errors for Stockton, the most by an opponent in a single game. Four by the third baseman, Derek Salome. And here's Jamari Baylor, who's reached base four times. Two walks, a double, a single. He also has an RBI. The only batter in the Grizzlies lineup to not score a run. Here's the pitch inside. The count at 1-0-0. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's contest and what to expect tomorrow. Here comes the 1-0 to Baylor, and it is low. And the count now at 2-0-0 as the Grizzlies trying to continue their winning ways. They have won 18 of their last 23, 8-2 in their last 10. Here comes the 2-0 to Baylor. It's a ball inside. The count now at 3-0. And tomorrow the Grizzlies head into Sunday where they've won 8 consecutive games dating back to April 30th. 36 of the Grizzlies' 72 games have been one- or two-run affairs. It's a 7-run game tonight as that pitch is low, ball four. And a walk to Jamari Baylor. He has now walked three times tonight. Up to second goes Ritter. That is now six walks by Stockton pitching. First and second with two outs. Here's Jesus Bouguerin. 2-for-5, a double, two RBI. And a run scored. There's a little bit of everyone on the Grizzlies' offense has done something tonight. The Grizzlies in their gray uniforms, so they're 6-8 this year. As Fresno trying to continue their offensive ways. Quiet last night offensively, only two runs. The first two games, though, in the series, 12 and 11 runs. As that pitch goes outside, the count at 1-0. The Grizzlies have won five games in a row against the Ports where they've scored double digits. Here comes the 1-0. And that is popped, and it's going to go just to the left of me. And the count now at 1-1. So the Grizzlies' last five wins against the Ports, they have scored double-digit runs. Tonight we'll make it six if they can hold on in the ninth inning. There is no action in that Fresno pen as well. A couple guys stretching down there. As here comes the 1-1 to Jesus Bugarin. Here's the pitch and a high chopper to Salome. This is going to be a tough play for Salome to throw, and it is in time for the out. Bugarin almost beat it out, and the Grizzlies not going to argue much about that one. They lead 13-6 as we head to the bottom of the ninth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There's truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Bottom of the ninth inning, the Grizzlies lead the Ports 13-6. Get ready for an electrifying experience at Chuck Chansey Gold's 2023 Sounds of Summer Concert Series. On July 29th, George Thorogood and the Destroyers Bad All Over the World Tour 50 Years of Rock will be performing. Secure your tickets now. Go to ChuckChanseyGold.com. You must be 21. Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino, 24 karat fun. And we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the ninth. Derek Salome will leave things off against Brady Hill. The first pitch inside almost hits him. The count at 1-0 here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Brady Hill takes over for Tyler Hoffman, who works one inning. Allowed two runs on a pair of hits, one walk, one K for Hoffman here in the bottom of the ninth. Here comes the 1-0 from Hill to Salome. And it is low. The count at 2 balls and no strikes. Brady Hill appearing in his 18th game all out of the pen. 2-0, a 9.50 ERA. He's got 2 holds this year as well. As that is outside, the count at 3 balls and no strikes. Brady Hill, 6 feet, 180 pounds, 22 years old, from Spokane, Washington. Here comes the 3-0, and that is a called strike. The count at 3 balls and 1 strike. As the Grizzlies trying to win the third game of 4 in this series. Here comes the 3-1, and that's fouled off. The count now at 3-2. Salome 1-for-3. A solo homer back in the third inning. The Grizzlies trying to move to 28-6 all time here at Banner Island Ballpark. And 55-21 against the Ports. Here comes the 3-2 from Brady Hill. And it is down, ball 4. And that will start any kind of rally that the Ports need. Fourth walk by Grizzlies pitching. And here's B.J. Cook, who's 0-for-3. The Grizzlies were 26-4 last year against the Ports. 17-7 in 2021 for a 43-11 record. But this year, 11-10. So now Fresno at 54-21 all time against these Ports. Here comes the pitch. And that's a ground ball to Ritter. This should be 2-6-4-3. A double play. Two outs now as B.J. Cook is retired and the Grizzlies an out away from back in the win column and starting July on the right foot. As here comes Nelson Beltran, who's 0-for-3. That is how you eliminate the leadoff walk just like that. First double play turned by Fresno tonight. So two outs now. Here's Beltran as the Grizzlies trying to hold on 13-6 tonight. As that is outside, the count at 1-0, and Stockton kind of has a weird number right now. Six runs, six hits, six errors. Here's the 1-0, and that's a strike. The count at 1-1. The Grizzlies 13 runs on 15 hits, no errors. High-scoring game tonight here at Banner Island. Here's the pitch in the dirt. The count now at 2-1. The Grizzlies, though, have struck out 12 batters this evening. Another double-digit strikeout total. This is a team that doesn't strike out a lot of batters. Here comes the 2-1 from Brady Hill. And it is outside. And the count now at 3-1 from Hill. The former San Jose State product, Hill, drafted in the 15th round in 2022 by the Rockies. Here comes the 3-1, and that is right down the middle in the count at 3-2. Good fastball from Brady Hill, 94 miles per hour. Hill was the closer for the Spartans, led the Mountain West in saves. Here's the 3-2, and it is low ball four, a two-out walk as Beltran will reach. And here comes T.J. Schofield-Sam, who's 2-for-4 with two runs tonight. As the Ports still trail by 7, the Grizzlies trying to hold on tonight. The Grizzlies 7 runs in the 7th inning right now. That's the difference maker. They've scored 67 runs in the 7th inning this year. Here's the pitch, and it is low to T.J. Schofield-Sam. The count at 1-0. The Ports managed by MLB infielder Gregorio Petit, who will join us on the pregame show tomorrow. Here comes the 1-0, and that is high. The count at 2 balls and no strikes. As a mound visit here from Jesus Ordonez, as we are almost at the 3-hour mark tonight. The Grizzlies this year, when they play over 2 hours and 40 minutes this year, they are 13-3. And now the pitch clock, very important, something that is now part of Major League Baseball that has been a part of minor league baseball and the Grizzlies for years. And even though we like fast games, the Grizzlies continue to play well with longer games this year. Here comes the 2-0 from Brady Hill. And it is a called strike to count at 2-1. The Grizzlies, 8 of 9 batters scored a run this evening. A lot of RBI as well. Here comes the 2-1, and that is outside. And the count now at 3-1 to Schofield-Sam. Colby Thomas on deck. As Hill trying to finish this game off. Two outs here in the 9th inning. Here's the 3-1. And a high chopper to Betancourt at first. He will tag the bag. And that will do it. The Fresno Grizzlies are back on track. They win tonight. They have taken 3 out of 4 from Stockton. They have won 9 of their past 11 games. They have won 19 of 24. The Grizzlies 1-0 here in July. And just like that, the Grizzlies back in the win column. We'll be back with the postgame right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra,
the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There's truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite team.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark for the post-game show wrap-up of tonight's contest as your Fresno Grizzlies back in the win column tonight. They defeat the Stockton Ports 13-6. Fresno now 42-31 overall. They keep pace with the San Jose Giants for the best overall record in the California League North Division. They are now 6-1 in the second half, the best record in the California League in the second half. They now hold a 3-game lead of both over Stockton and Modesto, as the Grizzlies have now won 19 of their past 24. They have won 9 of 11. They have also won 3 of the first 4 games here in this series. As the Grizzlies win tonight for Saturday Night Baseball, Stockton now 28-45. They are 3-4 here in the second half. Final lines, Fresno 13 runs on 15 hits, no errors. They left 10 on. Stockton, 6 runs, 6 hits, 6 errors. They left 4 on base. The Grizzlies win Saturday Night Baseball, game 4 of 6. The winning pitcher is Jordy Vargas. He is 6-3. The losing pitcher is James Gonzalez. He's 3-5, no save. Time of the game, 2 hours and 53 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 1,497. The Grizzlies now 6 straight times they've won now against Stockton. They have scored double-digit runs as they win tonight 13-6. Let's go through tonight's action, and let's go through first, the scoring plays. And in the top of the first, the Grizzlies put up 3 runs thanks to 3 hits and 3 errors. Bryant Bettencourt, an RBI double. Jamari Baylor, an RBI single. And then a throwing error allowed Ryan Ritter to score. But in the third, Derek Salome, his first homer of the season, a fly ball to left center field, made it 3-1. The Grizzlies adding 3 runs in the fifth, though. Ryan Ritter, an RBI single. Jesus Bugarin had an RBI single as well, and then a wild pitch allowed Ryan Ritter to come home and score. In the bottom of the sixth, the Ports added 3 runs of their own. Cooper Ewell, an RBI single, and then Cameron Masterman, a 2 RBI double, made it 6-4 Grizzlies. But then the seventh inning came around. Fresno brought 12 batters to the dish. They scored 7 runs. Jesus Bugarin, an RBI double. Jesus Ordonez cleared the bases with a 3 RBI double. Gene Perez, an RBI double. Bryant Bettencourt, an RBI single. Ryan Ritter, a ground out. That ended the scoring. In that inning, Fresno had 7 different batters score a run. And then, of course, the Ports adding 2 more in the 8th. Cooper Ewell walked. That had a wild pitch as well along with it. Cameron Masterman out on a sacrifice fly. Made it 13-6 as fireworks happening here at Banner Island Ballpark. The Grizzlies 13-6. Let's go through now the offensive lines, of course, for Fresno. And it was a multi-hit for a lot of players. The first 6 batters of the Grizzlies lineup had 2 or more hits. The first 3 batters had multi-runs as well, and multi-RBIs for both Jesus Bugarin, Ryan Ritter, Brian Betancourt, and Jesus Ordonez, who had 3 RBI. He led the way for Fresno. The Grizzlies also had 6 walks tonight. Jamari Baylor had 3 of them. Brian Betancourt, 3 hits for him. He had 2 doubles to go along with it. No homers for Fresno, but a plethora of doubles. They had 15 hits overall, 11 RBI, 13 runs scored, 6 walks. There was also 6 ports errors tonight. For the pitching, Jordy Vargas, 5 2/3, 2 hits, 3 runs, 3 earned on 2 walks. He had a season-high 8 strikeouts. Vargas, the velocity was down in his last inning, but he still had a very good outing. Carson Skipper, 1 1/3 innings of work. He struck out 3. Tyler Hoffman, an inning of work. And Brady Hill, an inning of work. For Stockton offensively, TJ Schofield, Sam, the only multi-hit game for them. 2 hits and 2 runs. And then Masterman in the middle of the lineup had 3 of the 6 RBI for Stockton. Home run from Salome. Colby Thomas also had a double as well. Cooper Ewell, 1 for 1. He had 2 walks, reaching base 3 times. He came in for Jose Mujica, that we hope his injury to his ankle is not severe. Stockton pitching, James Gonzalez, tough outing, 5 innings of work, allowed 6 runs, 5 earned on 8 hits. He struck out 7. Dallas Wolfolk, Charlie Cherney, and Franielson Rodriguez rounding out the pitching for Stockton. So the Grizzlies win tonight by a final score of 13-6. They've taken 3 out of 4, and they head to Sunday, where they have not lost since April 30th. 8 straight wins on Sunday for the Grizzlies. They give the ball to right-hander Connor Stain, a 4-4 record, a 5.87 ERA. He is the Rockies' number 25 overall prospect. He'll be countered by Stockton righty Daigler Jimenez, who is one of their top pitchers, 3-1 record, a 4.76 ERA. Tomorrow night, a 6.05 p.m. first pitch. Our pregame guest will be Ports manager Gregorio Petit, who was all over the umpires this evening. Surprised he was not ejected. The Grizzlies, they are looking to win the series tomorrow. They have had an outstanding road trip so far. Took 5 out of 6 from Modesto. They've taken 3 out of 4 so far from the Ports, and they look to continue their winning ways tomorrow night. That will do it tonight. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app. A big thank you to our partners, Tochancey Gold Resort and Casino, Yellow Dog Science and Graphics, Express Furniture Rental, Manco Abbott, Lou Provence Apartment Homes, Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, all proud sponsors of your Fresno Grizzlies tonight. However, again, you're listening, wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Saturday night, and we will see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's thoroughgood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.